We interrupt regular programming on KJFF to bring you a presentation of Regional Radio Sports.
Welcome to the American Legion District Tournament on AM 1400 KJF. Good evening, everybody. I'm Kevin Hughes alongside Sean Malone, bringing you the winner's bracket in this American Legion Tournament. It's a double elimination bracket, five-team tournament, and we got ourselves a great game here with Festus taking on DeSoto. DeSoto defeated Rock Memorial last night to advance in this winner's bracket. Against Festus should be a fun one, and we're excited to bring it for you here on AM 1400 KJF. We're going to hear from both head coaches and have your starting lineups. This is the Fleeks Equipment pregame show on AM 1400 KJF.
Your locally owned The UPS Store in Festus can take care of all your printing needs, whether it's business cards starting at $9.99 for 250 or customized invitations and envelopes. They also print and copy blueprints. No order is too large or too small. Printing may not be in their name, but they do it the best. Plus, the UPS Store in Festus can package and ship your items anywhere, but you already knew that. Always remember the UPS Store on Gannon Drive in Festus. Printing, packaging, shipping, and so much more. It's a UPS Store in Festus.
Things really do get better with age at Bloomsdale Bank. For our account holders ages 55 and up, it means joining our Platinum Plus Club, where you'll enjoy exclusive benefits like group travel discounts, social events, free money orders, cashier's checks, and more. Just maintain a balance of $1,000 or more in an interest-bearing deposit account, and you're eligible. Now that's banking with benefits. Platinum Plus Club from Bloomsdale Bank. Connected to our customers since 1914. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Welcome back to the Fleeks Equipment pregame show. Some American Legion baseball coming your way. I'm now joined by the manager of DeSoto, Mr. Sean Wiley, and coach, a familiar foe across the diamond in the Festus Legion team, or Festus Legion team. What did you learn from the two matchups you've had so far this season?
First matchup, we lost 2-0. We just couldn't manufacture any runs. We played pretty good defense, threw the ball well. Second time, we kind of got away from that. Played decent defense, but didn't really do anything offensively, and then pitching wasn't as good. So we just got simple and played good fundamental people, and we'll have a chance to stand.
Is that something that you all did last night and that went over Rock Memorial, just kind of keep it simple?
Yeah, we did okay. We did not do a good job with runners in scoring position. We just got back from Kansas City, had a great tournament out there. Moved guys over, put the ball on the ground, scored guys, and then last night we got back to trying to hit fly balls and stuff. So, but Hahn threw a heck of a game on the mound for us and really gave us a chance to win. So I expect to do the same tonight. As long as we do our job offensively and play good, solid defense, we'll be where we want to by the time the game's where we hopefully gives us a chance. It's in the low 80s, but got good movement on his. When he's on, he's really good. He gets away from that. He kind of battles himself, but when he's on, he's tough to beat.
Looking at this, and you know, the winner's bracket, a win box would be huge for a couple of keys to victory. That if you execute those well, you think you'll come out of here.
Oh, we gotta get a lead early. We gotta get more. We can kind of get on top early, take the win on ourselves, and.
You're full of fear, you're breathing fast, your head's pounding, and all you can hear is, I don't want to do it. You get to the top, get hooked in, and then you look over the edge. I thought it was 1,000 feet. I was like, no way am I jumping off this tower. I'm staying right here. I'm like, am I ever going to be good enough to be a Marine? Every day it got harder, but every day we got stronger. And I thought, yes, I can do this. When it was all said and done, watching the car guard raise the American flag, hearing the national anthem. It was amazing. I've never felt anything like that before. At that point, I thought, I am a United States Marine.
PFC Keith Palka knows you don't join the Marines, you become one. Visit Marines.com or call 1-800-MARINES. The few, the proud, the Marines.
AT&T says it's looking good, so let me try it.
A boy born in Joplin, Missouri was fascinated by anything with wheels and a motor. The odds of him going on to fascinate millions with his talent? 1 in 260,000. The odds of this born racer having 157 career top 10 finishes in NASCAR? 1 in 125 billion. The odds of him winning both the Daytona 500 and the Brickyard 400 in the same year? 1 in 195 million. The odds of a child being diagnosed with autism? 1 in 110. I'm NASCAR driver Jamie McMurray, and my niece has autism.
Learn more at autismspeaks.org/signs.
Back to the Fleek's Equipment pregame show on AM 1400 KHF, now joined by the head coach of the Festus Legion team, Mr. Zach Bonin. Coach, playoff time here, beautiful day, a little hot. Just talk to me about your team and how you guys have been playing up to this point.
Well, it's like we played pretty well throughout the summer. Obviously, I finished with a couple league games Thursday, Friday at Bonterre, and then home against St. Genevieve Friday, and thought we played fairly well both times out there against two really good baseball teams. So, obviously everyone's 0-0 this time of year. It's a fresh start for everybody in a double elimination tournament. We're looking to get off to a good start tonight, hopefully.
Familiar opponent across the diamond with DeSoto. You guys have played a couple of times this summer so far. What have you seen in that team, and what did you learn from those first two matchups you'll take in towards tonight?
Well, they're going to get up and be aggressive, especially early in the count offensively. I assume the Canada kid will be on the mound for them. Really nice arm, threw very well at our place against us. Fastball command, spinning the break ball just about any count. So had a really nice outing the first time we saw him. I imagine he'll be very competitive again, so it'll be a great test for us.
So what's the strategy from the plate if you know the pitcher or you're familiar with that pitcher?
Well, try to do what I think the key to hitting is about the same at every level against every guy. I think it's be on the fastball early. It's have a plan you can execute it, stay in the strike zone to compete. I think if you do those things, you have a chance to be successful against just about anybody on the mound.
And then who are y'all throwing?
Christian Hancock will be on the mound for us.
And what's Christian's strengths?
Christian's strengths are, the fastball is certainly an effective pitch for him. He's able to throw it to both halves of the plate, fill up the strike zone. He's tremendously athletic on the mound, works quickly, breaking balls and out pitch as well. We really like the athleticism. We really like the fact he challenges the strike zone. He's had a really good summer for us, and hopefully he'll get us off to a good start this evening.
Have you guys played on turf field so far this year?
We played here. Played here a couple times. Played the St. Genevieve here, and we also played a game against a team out of Las Vegas here on a Friday as well. St. Genevieve was gracious enough to let us come down here, and we got a lot of rain in the Festus area. So, we also played one over at SIUE against Alton earlier this year. So familiar. I think obviously it affects the game a little bit in a good way. I think it makes a lot of clean hops on the infield. You hope your infielders are accustomed to it. We'll get out and get on a little bit and get some balls hit around and see the actions of it. But I think it's a great facility here. It's a great venue for it, and we're always excited to come down.
Coach, good luck.
Thank you.
That is Zach Bonehead, coach of the Festus Legion team. First pitch coming up right around the corner on AM 1400 KJF.
Is your life or the lives of the ones you love as healthy as it can be in terms of your physical, mental, or dental health? At Comtree, we have highly qualified doctors, dentists, psychiatrists, and counselors who can provide professional and compassionate care. We have convenient locations all over Jefferson County and the affordable rates you expect from Comtree. Call 877-COMTREE to schedule an appointment. We want to be your healthcare home. Call today, 877-COMTREE. Comtree, health happens here.
Hey, it's Mark Tody here from my friends Chris and Jamie at Patsy's Furniture in Park Hills. And I was just thinking, if it wasn't for Patsy's Furniture, my house would be pretty darn empty. Just about everything I own, from the sofa to the love seat, the bedding, and all the tables, comes from Patsy's. I love their selection, and I definitely love the prices. And they give great customer service before, during, and after the sale. I wouldn't be here recommending Patsy's Furniture in Park Hills if I didn't totally believe in them. Yes, indeed, I do love to shop at Patsy's, and I think you will, too.
Whatever your educational goals are, you can achieve them at Jefferson College. With caring faculty, convenient locations, and award-winning academic programs, your future is Jefferson College's focus. To learn more, call 636-797-3000 or visit jeffco.edu for a complete list of degrees and programs. Enroll now.
For higher education, for higher expectations, Jefferson College, Jefferson College.
Hi, this is Brad Smith at Lucas Smith Chrysler Center. Lucas Smith Chrysler is more than just your local Chrysler, Dodge, Ram, and Jeep dealer. We sell and service to the entire Jefferson County area. So while you're listening to this sports broadcast, no matter if it's the Tigers, the Hornets, the Blue Jays, the Lancers, the Dragons, or the Hawks, remember, we are and we support the entire Jefferson County area and its sports teams. We are Lucas Smith Chrysler Center off Highway A in Festus, your home of the Noble Deal.
Home of the Noble Deal, Lucas Smith Chrysler.
When it's all said and done, what really matters? For Serenity Hospice Care patient Jack, hospice isn't about giving up. It's not about the end. It's about right now. It's about spending precious time with the people we love.
Come on, Grandpa!
And the little moments that create lasting memories. It's focusing on what's important to you and remembering life is beautiful in all stages.
Hafner Financial Services in Farmington is your locally owned tax and financial strategist, nationally endorsed by Dave Ramsey, specializing in accounting, payroll, and taxes for businesses, as well as income tax and financial coaching for individuals. Their professionalism and quality is always number one. Give them a call at 573-756-8815 or visit the website at hafnercpa.com. Hafner Financial Services. Put your future in their hands. They love numbers, so you don't have to.
Comtree Comprehensive Health Center at Hickory Plaza in Hillsboro can provide all of your adult and pediatric medicine and dental care needs, as well as mental health and substance use treatment. Comtree wants to be your health care home. Call us at 877-COMTREE for more information or to schedule an appointment at Comtree Comprehensive Health Center at Hickory Plaza in Hillsboro. That number again is 877-COMTREE or check us out online at MIMOinfo.com. Comtree, health happens here.
Welcome back to the Fleet's Equipment pregame show on AM 1400 KJF, the winner's bracket of the American Legion District Tournament, a five-team tournament and a great game coming your way rather shortly. Festus and DeSoto taking on each other should be a lot of fun. We're glad to bring it for you, Kevin Hughes, alongside Sean Malone. Now time to go down your starting lineups. It will be Festus in the field to start off this game, the higher seed. And in the field for them will be Christian Hancock and pitching. The pitcher is Christian Hancock. Colin Mann behind the plate. Over at first will be Michael Brew. Kevin Turley at second. Jacob Bridges at short. Charlie Pratt at third. And then left to right in the outfield, Matt Rosen, Brennan Pryor, and Jake Leitner. For Fest is Zach Bone, the manager is. And the batting order for DeSoto, Landon Swallows, your leadoff hitter. It'll be followed by Andrew Downs, Tom Hahn, Clayton Snudden, Hunter Canada, Trace McDaniel, Nick Carter, Hayden Voiles, and Blake House to round up the lineup for DeSoto. Manager is Sean Wiley. Mr. Wiley walking over to the third base side as play is getting ready to begin here. The DeSoto players out on the field taking hacks. We're at Yanks Field in St. Genevieve, an all-turf infield, grass outfield, beautiful field, 88 degrees, cooled off quite a bit since the sun has gone down. When we started our first game of coverage on regional radio, it was 97, and the heat index probably felt close to about 105, Sean.
It was a hot one, and still humid out here. Humidity sitting about in the upper 60s right now. Temperature in the upper 80s, but it just goes to show the fact that that feels cool to us is how hot it was earlier today. And you know, when I went home for lunch to take my dog out for a walk, I was sweating bullets after just a few minutes of walking around outside.
Oh, man, especially if you got carrying a lot of little extra weight. I feel like I'm in a sauna, or as I like to say, a pork roast in a crock pot.
You and I have been losing some weight, though.
We have. No. I mean, great
not
for
as
us.
As we used to, yes.
Still, as a fat guy, I still sweat in a lot of places, that's for sure. But now that I'm bald, it just goes everywhere. But here we go. Play's about getting ready to resume as the ball's thrown down to second base, tossed around the infielders, and everyone slaps hands. And we're getting ready to go in this winner's bracket of the American Legion Baseball District Tournament. We had a game earlier, as we mentioned, on regional radio, and that was Bonterre and St. Genevieve. Bonterre won that game 4-3. So the winner of this game will get Bonterre tomorrow. And I will be back bringing you that game. And here is the first pitch. It's baseball time in Missouri, in for a strike from Christian Hancock to Landon Swallow. Quick 0-1 count. Hancock working quickly as Swallow fouls off a ball behind home plate. Not a big distance between home plate and the backstop, but there's a big net and there's padding around it. As this is almost like the field's elevated almost on a stage or a platform. Think of like a WWE ring in the middle there. Kind of elevated, bounces a lot. Field turf, as you heard Coach Zach Bone say in our Fleeks Equipment pregame show, he actually kind of likes it. The ball won't bounce as much, and it plays a little bit faster. Count now 1-2 for Swallow. These two teams have met twice so far this year as well. Fest has won both of those games, and a check swings off the very end of the bat, the nub of the bat, for a foul ball. Count will remain the same. Hancock working out of the windup, wasting no time. Rather quickly windup. He throws a changeup that's just a little bit outside from the right-handed Swallow.
Yeah, he's got an interesting, I guess, pitching getup altogether. It's very over the top as he misses that fastball there, but it's also a very quick windup as well.
Count 3-2. You don't want to say he's quick pitching because he's not quick pitching, but compared to every other pitcher in the country, it might be a quick pitch, and that's a 5-6 pitch walk as Swallow reaches. He'll head down to first base.
That's it. He is going through a full windup. He just moves through it very quickly.
And that's going to bring up number 41, Andrew Downs. As he steps up with a runner on first, no outs. We are scoreless here in this District American Legion tournament. DeSoto, black jerseys with gold lettering and numbers, white pants. For Festus, red jerseys, white letters and numbers, and white pants. Black versus red, and for two pitches in a row, Hancock checks the runner Swallow over at first, diving in both times head first. Brewer covering on the bag. Andrew Downs, the right-hander up to bat, yet to receive a pitch, and that's the first one. It's a fastball, and it's in the turf. 1-0 count with a runner on first, scoreless in this American District League tournament. Double elimination this tournament is, with the zone tournament awaiting the winners as they try to advance to the Legion World Series. 1-0 count. Fastball just a tad bit outside. Count 2-0. Hancock switches to the stretch, peeks over his shoulder, checks Swallow at first, delivers the pitch. Fastball in the outside corner, count 2-1. Two Jefferson County teams, very familiar with each other, players throughout both squads. Maybe a little extra passion in this game. 2-1 count. And it's hit right up the middle, outside the glove of Hancock. He can't locate it. The runner actually goes back to first. He thought he caught it. Downs will reach safely. A little bit of a miscue there by Swallow. Understandable, though. He's kind of blocked as the ball was a line drive right back towards Hancock. He reaches across his body. He got it into his glove. It bounced out. He couldn't locate it. And that caused Swallow to jump back towards first. He slid in head first, but Hancock picks up the ball, throws it over to second for out number one.
And Hancock couldn't locate it because he thought he had it at first. He reached inside his glove looking for the baseball and should have seen his eyes light up when he realized it wasn't even there.
So Downs will reach on first, and that's going to bring up number six, Tom Hahn, with a runner on first and one out. Hancock checks the runner, which is now Downs. And the first pitch to Hahn is fouled off the backstop, almost ricocheted into the batter in the cleanup deck, which is Clayton Snudden. We we mentioned, not a big distance between home plate and the backstop, but with the padding all the way around, it can bounce and ricochet in multiple ways. Combined with the turf, the ball moves a lot faster. And then there's a big net, which can almost swallow the ball sometimes.
That's it. It's such a big difference depending on the height of the ball. If it's very low, it could hit that padding and come right back to you. If it's above 2 feet, it's going to hit off the netting, and it's going to just die and fall straight down.
The 0-1 was almost a pitch out, seeing if the runner was going to take off. He did not. 1-1 is your count with one out in the top of the first. We are scoreless as Christian Hancock still on the mound. Checks the runner over at first, throws towards first. Diving head first is Andrew Downs. Safely and easily. 1-1 count, one out, runner on first. Hancock checks the runner again. Doesn't throw this time, delivers it towards home. Fastball outside, count 2-1. Sun has pretty much gone down almost fully. The lights are on here at Yanks Field in St. Genevieve. Beautiful night for some American Legion baseball, and we're glad to be here with you. Kevin Cuse inside the Mineral Area College broadcast booth alongside Sean Malone. The 2-1 pitch is fouled up over our heads, over the backstop, out of play. Count now 2-2.
Turning into a really nice night. We didn't have a lot of clouds earlier. It is a little humid again. Proximity to the Mississippi River is going to do that to you.
Tell you what, I was glad to see.
Much cooler now than it was before.
I was glad to see winter go, but now I'm ready for it to be back. And this ball's lifted towards second base. And jumping up full extension is Gavin Turley for out number two.
Nice little play by Turley. It was coming right towards him, leapt up, caught it just above his head a little bit, and came down all cool, calm, and collected.
He's got some ups on him, Turley does, and that's going to bring number 16, Clayton Snudden, up to the plate, a right-hander. Rather tall fellow, about 6'1", 6'2". He's got a runner on first and two outs, and we're scoreless in the top of the first. Christian Hancock is on the mound. Retired two straight batters. Check that, he's retired two out of three. Facing the cleanup hitter, Snudden. The first pitch to Snudden. Swing and a miss on a high fastball. Count 0-1. As quickly as Hancock was working out of the windup, he's oppositely as slow working out of the stretch, taking his time. I don't know if oppositely is a word. I doubt it is, but it works. I think you know what I mean. 0-1 count with two outs. Hancock delivers the pitch. The runner takes off and throwing it over the head of the shortstop and second baseman into center field is to catch your man. But a great job by Pryor. In fact, it was so overthrown, the ball went to Pryor in center field. Didn't really even have to move. Picked up the ball and it held the runner at second. But nonetheless, a stolen base for Downs. And DeSoto now has a runner in scoring position. Runner on second with two outs. It's a 1-1 count for the cleanup hitter in this DeSoto lineup, Clayton Snudden. No one covering the bag at second, but not a big lead from Downs anyways. And a breaking pitch is fouled off the end of the bat. Snudden way out in front of it, but a good job just to poke at it, stay alive. Count now 1-2. Hancock steps on the rubber. Gets the hand motion call from his catcher man. Agrees, checks the runner. Comes set. Leg kick fires. Fastball caught him looking right down the middle for the first strikeout of the game. And that will end the inning. A runner stranded on second after one hit. We're going to head to the bottom of the first. We're scoreless in American Legion Baseball on AM 1400 KJF.
There are lots of things to love about the 2018 Toyota RAV4. Just ask the people who bought one, but be prepared to get an earful. They might mention its versatile build and flexible cargo space. They'll probably rave about its available heated front seats, sport-tuned suspension, and all-wheel drive with dynamic torque control. But the one thing they absolutely won't stop talking about comes standard, the RAV4's suite of advanced safety features, which includes a pre-collision system with pedestrian detection and lane departure alert with steering assist. It's a brilliant bit of technology that helps you respond to changing road conditions. It helps keep you safe without sacrificing performance, and it doesn't cost anything extra. You love it already, don't you? Tested, trusted, Toyota. Toyota,
Let's go places.
Lane departure alert and pre-collision systems are not a substitute for safe and attentive driving practices.
See Twin City Toyota, I-55 at the Herculaneum Auto Mall exit. Don't think twice, think Twin City.
We're scoreless in the American Legion Baseball District Tournament on AM 1400. K. Jeff Kiffin-Cues alongside Sean Malone bringing you Festus versus DeSoto. The two Legion teams taking each other on. Winner will get Bonterra tomorrow. Loser will drop down into the consolation bracket. And your lineup for Festus is number 12, Gavin Turley. He'll be followed by Colin Mann, Michael Brewer, Jake Leitner, Brennan Pryor, Matt Rosen, Charlie Pratt, Caleb Hyde, and Jacob Bridges. In the field for DeSoto, your pitcher is Brett Gibbs. His battery mate is Nick Carter. Over at first, Hunter Canada at second, Landon Swallow, Thomas Hahn at shortstop, Blake House at third. In the first pitch from Gibbs to Turley is a ball on the outside corner. In the outfield, Clayton Snedden in left, Hayden Voiles in center, and Andrew Downs in right. Those are your State Farm agent Eric Schweiss starting lineups. Or Patsy's Furniture starting lineups, excuse me, on that one. Both are great businesses, though. We love their support. 1-1 is your count from Gibbs to Turley. Gibbs gets set. High leg kick, slow delivery, just a tad bit outside to the right-hander Turley. Count now 2-1.
He's got a big, jerky delivery where his head moves quite a lot. And to the extent where his hat fell off, none of that pitch, the pitch before, but it's moving all over the place on him.
And he goes with the slider on the 2-1. It bounces off the turf into the backstop.
Let's see how many pitches in a row he goes where he has to adjust his hat. I've got him on two so far, or three really, when it fell off.
Well, maybe it's just a big sweater, Sean. Maybe he's got to wipe that sweat off. It's hot out here, and it's hotter out on the field for sure. 2-1 is in the turf again on a fastball. Count now 3-1. It's a great job by Turley to show some patience early on from the plate as a leadoff hitter. Oh, I guess it's 4.
Yeah, they had it listed as 3-1 on the scoreboard, but I guess that was ball 4.
And what's funny is the crowd was like, no, that's not right. And the home plate umpire turned around. He's like, I got it. I'm good. Uh-huh. Everyone just calm down. So Turley gets a walk. He's on first now, and it's going to bring up number 15, Colin Mann. Mann, a lefty, will receive the first pitch. Off-speed pitch outside for a ball.
And the hat fell off again on Gibbs.
Is that what's happening? It keeps falling off?
Yeah, it fell off for the second time in this inning now. He hasn't recorded an out yet, but his hat has fallen off twice.
Well, some guys like bigger hats. Some like them tight. I'm wearing a bigger Oklahoma City Thunder hat because they're the best team in the NBA. Gibbs is going to check the runner over at first. It's Turley. They thought they had him for a second. Turley was in safe.
You know, a lot of people complain about pitchers these days, some of them throwing their hat on a bit of an angle, but there is an actual strategy behind doing that. When you angle it to the left, it creates the image, if you're over at first base leading, that the pitcher's kind of looking your way.
This ball is lifted high into left field. There is about to be a collision. There almost was, but nonetheless, the ball will fall. But they're going to get the runner at second either way. So what turned out to be a disaster was unavoided by some quick ups from Clayton Snedden. It was Hahn and Snedden, the shortstop and third base, or left fielder, almost combining. But then they stopped. They let the ball fall, but Snedden picked it up quickly and threw it over to second to cut off the lead runner for the first out of the inning.
Good quick recovery there, but that was almost trouble. It should have been an easy out. Almost resulted in two on, nobody out. This is a Festus team you can ill afford free base runners to.
These two teams have met twice this year, Festus winners both times. Now there's still a runner on first. You just trade Turley for Mann, one out. That's going to bring up Michael Brewer, the three hole. They check Mann over at first, dives in safely.
Got to be careful. Gibbs has a quick move over to first base.
Michael Brewer, a multi-sport athlete. And the first pitch to Brewer is in the turf off the glove of the catcher Carter, and moving over to second is Colin Mann.
Fantastic basketball and baseball player for the Hillsboro Hawks these past few years now. And he's only a junior, so he'll be a senior next year.
And I'm sure they are extremely happy to have him back. 1-0 count with one out and a runner in scoring position for Festus up to bat in the bottom of the first. The pitch to Michael Brewer. Right down the middle. It's going to be fouled off out of play towards the regional radio van. Luckily, it avoids it. 1-1 count, one out, and a runner on second. We're scoreless here in the district tournament for American Legion Baseball. Five-team tournament that's double elimination. Gibbs steps off the rubber. Man heads back over to second base. Now Gibbs back on the rubber. Still looking over at the runner, but he's going to deliver the pitch as the runner takes off. There is a throw down at third, not in time. It's into left field, and it'll be an easy score standing up for Colin Mann after a stolen base, and Festus has a 1-0 lead.
Great hustle around the base paths from Colin Mann. And a nice little move by Michael Brewer there as that ball was thrown inside on him. He took a step back, making it a tougher throw down to third from the catcher there. And Carter just threw it away.
Brewer wasn't too keen on getting out of the way in a fast motion, we should just say.
That's it. You don't have to intentionally obstruct, I guess is the way to describe it. You just kind of naturally take a step back because it was a pitch on the inside.
So it's a 2-1 count now, no one on, but a 1-0 lead for Festus, and Brewer chops this one down to third base, charging at his house. He picks it up over to first in time for out number two. So the cleanup hitter, Jake Leitner, is up to bat now. He was number 48. Bears, he's a left. As a fellow left-hander, soft spot in my heart for all left-handers out there.
Now, are you lefty in everything?
Everything.
Everything, okay.
Like Ned Flanders. I even shop at the Leftorium in the mall.
Is that an actual thing, like left-handed stores? Not online stores.
No,
I'm sure you can buy that stuff online these days.
I actually looked at buying a left-handed notebook the other day, and they were about $4 more. So, for what it's worth, the first pitch into Leitner is a ball count 1-0.
Couldn't you just turn the notebook upside down?
Well, yeah, but then the margins are off. You know, it's weird. It's weird. Trust me, I've tried. This world just wasn't made for left-handers, except on the baseball diamond. As Leitner fouls off the 1-0 pitch count, now 1-1.
That's what you got to make is not left-handed ones. You got to make ones with the same margins. That way they're ambidextrous ones. You can be lefty or righty.
You would
think. Sell to both, dominate the market.
You would think, but they're just alienating everyone like myself. The 1-1 pitch breaks towards the outside, but a little bit too far. Count 2-1 with two outs. 1-0 is our score in the bottom of the first in the American Legion District Tournament. And Leitner chops this one down the first base line, ends up in the on-deck circle. Almost bounced off his foot, but not quite. Two balls, two strikes, and two outs for Jake Leitner. As he waves the bat down, points it due north, and the pitch is in the dirt for Gibbs. I guess that was actually a 3-2 count because he's heading down the first for a walk. Second walk of the inning for Gibbs. The one thing you don't want to do, Sean, is give this Festus team extra base runners, free base runners.
That's what I was saying before. I mean, they are so lethal with their offense, top to bottom. You give them extra base runners, it's going to be an early night.
Brendan Pryor, number 21, up to bat now, takes a first pitch strike with a runner on first and two outs and a 1-0 lead.
And the hat falls off again on Brent Gibbs. He needs to go down a hat size.
Sean can't get over it. He's obsessed.
Well, how often
with
do
Brent
you see
Gibbs
a pitcher's hat fall off his head? Not once, not twice, but three times in one inning.
Now, I'll paint a scenario after this pitch. Well, they're actually going to throw it over to first base. Hunter Canada is covering on the bag. Leitner is your base runner. What if he had bushier hair and he got a haircut because it's hot during the summer and could be a little loose?
He does have that mid-cut right now, so he certainly could have had more underneath it in the past.
The 0-1 is in the dirt count, 1-1. This sounds like a story that Matt Greenwood needs to be on.
That, you know what? That's the problem with the hats these days that don't adjust at all in the back. They're just that one set size. Is if you get a haircut, you're in trouble.
1-1. Slow chopper that's going to drift foul down the first baseline in front of the Festus dugout, third baseline, I should say, and Sean, I just feel like this is a story that Matt Greenwood, our AM1400K Jeff sports director, I'm going to need answers. Matt's going to have to get on it.
Maybe we can see if we can ask him post-game about his hat falling off.
The 1-2 pitch. Out of the reach of a diving third baseman, Blake Gauss, for a single. And Brennan Pryor will reach, and now there's runners on first and second. So Matt Rosen will come up to bat number five. A right-hander. He steps in, rubs the bat on the outside corner, and he's ready to go. Runners on first and second with two outs and a 1-0 lead for Festus. It's Matt Rosen up to bat, and the first pitch from Gibbs is a fastball that's low, count 1-0. Gibbs comes set, delivers the pitch, breaking pitch, falls short of the plate. Count now 2-0. Count, two outs. Gibbs checks the runner at second, looks back at home, throws it, and the pitch is outside. Three straight balls. And just like that, Coach Wiley, Manager Wiley, I should say, calls time, and he's going to walk out and talk to his pitcher.
And he's been all over the place in this first inning, really struggling with location. And while he does have two outs right now, there's also two on, and he's at risk at loading the bases right here.
Now, Sean, I'm scared to ask, but do you think having a loose hat might be throwing him off a little bit?
I wonder if it's just the fact that you feel it shifting is just in your head a little bit, because you need to be completely focused, especially on your mechanics as a pitcher.
Just
I don't
hard
know,
to get comfortable.
Maybe, yeah. I mean, it's not falling off in the sense, it's right after his delivery. So it's not like it's falling off and getting in his eyes or something like that, where he can't see. But it's something that I wonder with a pitch, if it were to hit back up the middle, if he were to reach for his hat, could he not make a play?
And the 3-0 is high and outside, and Gibbs has now walked the bases loaded. Not the start that DeSoto wanted. You heard Coach Wiley say in our Fleek's Equipment pregame show that they wanted to get a lead early. That was kind of the keys for him. He's like, we need to get a lead early and try to maintain it and just play really good, clean baseball.
Well, they already failed in that first regard, getting the lead early. Now they need to regain the lead early, or at least tie the game up first.
And that's going to bring up Charlie Pratt up to bat. Where's number nine? Takes a first pitch fastball strike with the bases loaded, two outs, and a one-run lead. The 0-1 from Gibbs. Off speed, hit right up the middle, and they'll get into center field. One run will come in. They're waving another runner out. There's going to be a play at the plate. Sliding in safely is Brennan Pryor, and it's now 3-0 in favor of Festus.
That's it. What were you saying all inning long? Festus is a team that you could ill afford to give free base runners to. This is why. You give them a couple free base runners, they're going to come around to score. This offense is way too good.
A two RBI single for Charlie Pratt makes it 3-0 for Festus, and that's going to bring up Caleb Hyde, number one. Important to note that Rosen is on second now, I believe, so runners on first and second with two outs and a 3-0 lead. Caleb Hyde up to bat, number one. And Gibbs. Leg kick out of the stretch, delivers the first pitch on the outside corner for a strike, count 0-1.
Hat tally up to four now, it fell off again.
Bringing you the stats that matter here on AM 1400 KJF is our statistician, Sean Malone.
Hashtag hat watch 2K18.
There you go, get it trending. The 0-1 pitch, a breaking pitch, is actually a nice pitch because it got almost all the way over the plate and died at the very last second, but it was good patience by Caleb Hyde.
That's it. The stuff out of Gibbs' hands has been really good. It's just the location has not been there for him.
1-1 pitch with two outs. Runners on first and second. A 3-0 lead. Make it 2-1.
Now up to five with the hat counts, and I'm actually keeping tally at this point. That way, if Gibbs is in this game for a while, we can truly keep track.
2-1 count with two outs for the number 8 hole, Caleb Hyde. The 2-1 pitch. Breaking pitch. It looked like it fell right into the breadbasket of the zone, but the home plate umpire says a little bit high. Count now 3-1.
And again, one pitch away from Festus working the bases loaded.
For the second time this inning.
Exactly.
The 3-1 from Gibbs. Shallow fly ball running up over at first base is Hunter Canada. He secures it for out number 3, but not before Festus scores 3 runs in the bottom of the first, and it's a 3-0 lead as we head to the top of the second. This is the district tournament for American Legion Baseball and AM 1400 KJF.
Kohl's Tractor and Equipment is a family-owned and operated tractor, implement, lawnmower, and parts business that wants the opportunity to earn your business. Hi, I'm Hannah Kohl. Kohl's Tractor and Equipment in Farmington has everything you need to maintain your lawn or farm. My family works hard to work for you with quality brands like LS and Bad Boy. We have a tractor, mower, or implement that fits your needs. So come see us at Kohl's Tractor and Equipment just off Highway 32 in Farmington. Don't just follow the herd, lead the herd with Kohl's Tractor and Equipment.
Have you ever been to dinner with a friend and realized you don't have cash to split the check? Or do you need to pay the soccer coach for that new uniform? Hi, Paul Hale from New Era Bank, and our new app has just what you need. Our app features person-to-person payments. This allows you to pay from your cell phone directly to someone else's. They receive a text from you and get the money real-time, even if you don't bank with us. Check out our website at www.newerabank.com for more information or call one of our locations. Member FDIC.
Three, nothing is our score in the top of the second of this American Legion Baseball District Tournament contest inside the winner's bracket. Festus leading over DeSoto. I'm Kevin Hughes alongside Sean Malone inside the Mineral Area College broadcast booth. Mineral Area College is your next step. Two pitchers so far, Sean. One had a little bit more control than the other, and that's the difference in this contest.
Yeah, so far Hancock has really looked good on the mound, but the issue will be he just had a long extended break on a hot, humid night. Will he be the same pitcher when he comes back out? We'll find out.
Leading off in this inning is going to be Hunter Canada, number 33. He'll be followed by McDaniel and Carter. And the first pitch from Hancock to Canada is high. Count 1-0. Hancock out of that quick windup, jams Canada on the inside. Picking up at shortstop is Bridges as he charges it. Throws it over in time to Michael Brewer for out number 1.
Bridges with a close call there because when he got the ball, it was a slow developer to him. So he had to make the throw quickly, and he kind of double pumped before he threw down to first. Cost himself some time there, but he still had enough to get the throw off cleanly and quickly over to the bag.
That's going to bring up Trace McDaniel, number 12. Swings on the first pitch and fouls it off into the net. McDaniel watches another strike come across the plate, count 0-2 with one out. DeSoto trails 3-0 in this contest. Winner will get Bonterre tomorrow. And the loser will drop into the consolation bracket. As the 0-2 pitch is a little bit low on a breaking ball, count 1-2. McDaniel swings and misses for strikeout number 2 for Hancock. Two away. That's going to bring up Nick Carter. And you know, Sean, I can't help myself. He's got to have a nickname, and it's got to be like Backstreet Boy or something like that. Just can't let it go. I love the Backstreet Boys.
You got to wonder how many times it's been referenced throughout his life.
I know. I had a friend in college named Nick Carter, and overused, let me tell you. But gladly so. Two straight balls in to Mr. Carter. Count now 2-0. Two outs and no one on. 3-0 in favor of Festus Post 253. The 2-0 pitch is inside, count now 3-0. Hancock just looking for a strike here, and he delivers with a fastball right down the pipeline. Count now 3-1. Hancock out of that quick lineup. 3-1 popped up. It's going to be out of play off the concession stand. Back to our right. We're set up just a little bit offset to the right of home plate. Swing and a miss. Strikeout number 3. 3 up, 3 down. Side retired. And we are heading to the bottom of the second. It's 3-0. Festus Post 253 in the district tournament of American Legion Baseball on AM 1400 KJF.
Do you want to buy a home or car? Need to spruce up your kitchen or bathroom? Or maybe you want to start a business, consolidate debt, or go on vacation? Whatever the case, Bloomsdale Bank has a variety of real estate, consumer, and commercial loans. So when you need a home equity line of credit, a fixed rate mortgage, a new or used auto loan, or a commercial loan, contact a loan officer at Bloomsdale Bank or apply online at bloomsdalebank.com. Bloomsdale Bank. Connected to our customers since 1914. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Are you in need of print solutions? The UPS Store in Festus offers a full range of print and finishing services for small businesses, nonprofit organizations, and individuals. We offer the lowest copy prices in the area. Black and white copies are 6 cents and color copies are 36 cents on letter-sized paper. Just remember 636. Count on the UPS Store in Festus for quality print and finishing solutions with professional results. That's the UPS Store in Festus in the Gannon Plaza.
Three, nothing is our score in favor of Festus Post 253 on AM 1400 KJF. This is the American Legion District Baseball Tournament. We're bringing you coverage of the entire tournament the rest of the way, both winners and consolation bracket. And then, Sean, that leads us to the zone tournament, which we'll be covering as well on regional radio.
Yeah, that'll be on AM 800 KREI or AM 1400 KJFF, depending on which team wins District 13. If it's Bonte or St. Jen, it'll be on KREI. If it's any of the other teams, those are all KJF listening area teams, it'll be on AM 1400 KJF.
Regional radio is your home for American Legion baseball. First pitch and a swing and a miss to number 61, Hayden Voiles. Actually, check that. Could actually flip the scorebook over. That's Jacob Bridges, number 25. It's Brett Gibbs on the mound. Off-speed pitch, hit down to third baseline, and it's fair. It's going to get deep into left field, rounding first and trying to dig out two. There'll be a play at second. Sliding in safely, head first, is Jacob Bridges for a leadoff double.
Some aggressive base running there, but you know what? Why not, as you were saying during our last broadcast on AM 800 KREI, go for it. They did, and they now have the leadoff runner in scoring position.
Well, I think you have a little more leeway to be aggressive when you have a lead, too. So.
That, too. You know, it's not going to essentially cost you a game if the game were to continue as it's been going.
So a leadoff double puts a runner on second and no outs, and it's back to the top of the order. And Gavin Turley, who shows down bunt. It goes down to third baseline, but then eventually rolls foul before Brett Gibbs, the pitcher, picks it up.
Turley not happy. He knew he had not just a good sacrifice bunt there, but a good drag bunt that could have counted as for a single. If it didn't roll into foul territory, he would have been safe easily.
Turley had a walk in the first as he gets back over to home plate after trying to dig in a single, I should say.
And now that he's shown his hand, the corner infield is coming in, or at least at first base they are. Third base staying back. See if he tries dropping down a bunt that way again.
Gibbs comes set. Looks at the runner on second. Delivers. Off-speed pitch. They show bunt again. Did he pull it back in time? I believe he did. Count now 1-1. One is your count. Turley trying to lay down a bunt and move the base runner over to third. Can he do it? Gibbs steps off the rubber. And Bridges steps back on second base. Runner's not being covered. Doesn't stop Gibbs from paying a lot of attention to him. And he tried to pickoff move over at second, but Bridges didn't even have a big lead. Easily gets back on the bag. Three nothing is your score. Festus leads, and they're up to bat. The runner fakes like he's taking off, and then he does. It's a beautiful bunt executed, laid down, and Turley will be safe. Near perfection small ball from Gavin Turley. Now there's runners on the corners with no outs.
Well, there we go. He gets that perfect bunt down once again, and he's safe at first base because of it.
Has some speed on him, Turley does, and that's going to bring up Colin Mann, who had a single in the first and scored a run. Part of that was the stolen base. Man's a lefty, taking his time. Hasn't fully stepped into the batter's box as of yet with runners on the corners and no outs. But now he's ready to go. Gibbs checks the runner at first, delivers a pitch on the inside corner to the lefty for a strike. Righty versus lefty matchup. Gibbs and Man. Man's ready to go. Points the bat towards the sky. They're going to throw behind the lead runner over to first base. Always a dangerous play. But it's Turley with a head first slide back into first. Just dangerous because if that ball gets away from him, it's another run that scores. Off speed pitch. Has no break on it. Count now 1-1. Gibbs comes set on the mound. The 1-1 pitch off speed, snagged out of the dirt. I think it bounced off the foot of Man.
Must have gotten a piece of him. He's making his way over to first base, and no complaints from anyone of DeSoto. And back-to-back innings, the bases are loaded.
It looks like there's going to be a courtesy runner over at first. See if we can track down a number or who that is.
Number 13 over at first base. So
that's
going to
be Gunnison Heine. Apologize to the Heine family. And this swing on a first pitch from Michael Brewer is going to get into left field. One run will come around. They're going to try to get the second around. The ball's actually going to hit him. Ricochets off behind home plate. He's in safely. As Heine's on third now. And Brewer will get over to second base.
Went off of Gavin Turley as he made his way around third towards home because the throw came in wide, and that gave another 90 feet to the two base runners that are still on right now.
And that makes it 5-0 in favor of Festus, and we're only in the bottom of the second. RBI single from Brewer. Runners on second and third. And that's going to bring up Jake Leitner up to bat, who walked and scored a run in the first and takes a first pitch ball.
Still nobody out here in the second.
The 1-0 pitch is in for a strike count, 1-1. Also a good point that there are no outs and there's still two runners in scoring position. The 1-1 pitch from Gibbs. Fouled off into the net, count 1-2. Number 48, Leitner, the lefty, steps in, taps the plate about five times on the corners, brings it to his shoulder. Here comes the 1-2 pitch from Gibbs. Late on the swing, he's going to foul it down the left field line out of play. Count will remain at 1-2.
That's it. Gibbs' stuff has looked good. It's just his location has not been there. His left ball is over the plate, and he's also gotten behind in counts.
And he can't locate that off-speed pitch right now, which is causing him a lot of problems. It's always out of the zone.
Just allowing the batters to sit fastball, which they're hitting.
Change up, and it's going to be fouled off over the net, over the backstop. On a 1-2 pitch to Leitner.
But here we've seen off-speed pitches that have kept Leitner off balance, and ahead of the count is Gibbs now, so it is working out for him when he is able to locate.
Getting that first out, if he can, will be huge, as a low fastball actually bounces off the net and to the post behind home plate. It almost comes back and ricochets off the catcher, Nick Carter. Nonetheless, the count remains the same at 1-2.
And now Carter is going to head out and have a conversation with Gibbs on the mound. And they got to get his location going if they want to have a chance in this one. Otherwise, Festus is going to keep plating runs, and this one could be over early.
5-0 is our score. We're in the bottom of the second. It's Jake Leitner up to bat with runners on second and third and a 1-2 count. Gibbs delivering the 1-2. Inside fastball hits right back to him. Checks the runner at third. Throws it over to first for out number one. So Brennan Pryor, number 21, will come to the plate. He is 1-for-1 on the day with a single and scored a run. In the first, he's right-handed, and he's got two runners in scoring position with one out and a 5-0 lead. The first pitch from Gibbs, fastball outside, count 1-0. Gibbs checks the both runners. High leg kick, delivers a fastball. This time it's inside, count 2-0. Gibbs having to come through some adversity early in this contest. Let's see if he can rear back and find his stuff as he delivers a 2-0 pitch. That's a little bit low, count 3-0. The body language of Gibbs is starting to fail him as well. He's looking almost a little bit defeated. A strikeout here may give him a little boost. The 3-0 pitch, off-speed pitch that's in for a strike, count 3-1. Pryor back in the box. 3-1 count. Pitch delivered right down the middle. Hit back towards the third baseman, but it's over the reach of House, and one run will come in. It's now 6-0, Festus.
Here we go, a meeting on the mound. You got to wonder if this might be it for Gibbs.
It's an RBI single for Pryor that scores man. And the runners are leaving the bags, and it looks like it may be a pitching change, a Midwest Sports Center pitching change. We'll step aside and we'll tell you all about it coming up on AM 1400 KJF.
So you've made the decision to get new furniture for the house. Now the question is where to go? My name's Mark Toady, and I'm here to tell you that you can't go wrong by shopping at Patsy's Furniture in Park Hills. The selection is great, the prices are awesome, and Chris and Jamie, well, they're the best. One of the best decisions I ever made in terms of outfitting my house was to shop at Patsy's. And I'll be honest with you, when it comes time for more furniture, that's where I plan on going again. Like I said, I do love to shop at Patsy's in Park Hills. Give them a try. So will you.
Do you need a new doctor or dentist for your physical health or dental care? Comtree Comprehensive Health Center at Hickory Plaza in Hillsboro has highly...
We apologize. It looks like they were going to go for a steal home, but they don't against it. We apologize. We were confused. We thought there was definitely going to be a pitching change as someone... It might have been an outfielder ran up to the mound, but nope, they are sticking with Brett Gibbs on the mound. DeSoto is.
I saw the ball get handed by the coach to someone else. Maybe just gave it right back to Gibbs, and I got a little mixed up there.
Maybe they were going for the old hidden ball trick. That would have been awesome.
I mean, at this point, why not?
It's a 1-0 count. Matt Rosen up to bat. Runners on second and third, and a 6-0 lead. Make that a 2-0 as the fastball's outside. Rosen walked in the first. You got Pryor on second and Brewer on third. 2-0 count, one out, 6-0 lead for Festus. And the 2-0 a little bit too far inside, count 3-0. Did the hat fall off there again, Sean? I saw you writing something down.
We're up to 7 now on the game. 7 times it's fallen off compared to 4 outs.
We got your official hat tracker here on regional radio, and that's going to be a 4-pitch walk, and the bases are juiced once again.
And here we go. This will do it for Gibbs as we're having another meeting here on the mound. I guess they wanted to see if Gibbs can maybe get through one more batter, but no such luck. He's going to come out of the game in 1 1/3 innings pitched, responsible for all 3 runners that are on, already allowing 6 to come home.
Coach Wiley gets the ball in his hand, and we'll step aside. It's a Midwest Sports Center pitching change. We'll tell you all about it coming up on AM 1400 KJF.
KJFF, Festus, Crystal City, Imperial, DeSoto.
Do you need a new doctor or dentist for your physical health or dental care? Comtree Comprehensive Health Center at Hickory Plaza in Hillsboro has highly qualified doctors and dentists who are accepting new patients. We can get you in quickly and at the affordable rates you expect from Comtree. Call 877-COMTREE to schedule an appointment at our Comtree Comprehensive Health Center at Hickory Plaza in Hillsboro. That number again is 877-COMTREE. Comtree, we want to be your healthcare home.
The Midwest Sports Center pitching change. Go get dirty with Midwest Sports Center. It's going to be Cole Valley, number 18, checking in for DeSoto. He steps on the rubber, and he's going through some warm-up pitches. And really for Valley and DeSoto, they just really need him to throw strikes and let the defense do the work. Some damage has already been done. It's 6-0. We're in the bottom of the second inning with only one out and two runners in scoring position. As Valley quickly going through his warm-ups, he's a right-hander. And, Sean, that's going to end our hat tracker. What was the official total?
Seven.
Seven.
Seven total times by my count his hat fell off.
There you go.
Although we'll see if maybe Valley, he's got some flow here too. Maybe he didn't get a haircut recently, though, and it stays on.
You're not getting those stats with any other station other than AM 1400 K, Jeff. That's
You're not
sure.
getting any other American Legion baseball coverage with any other station besides AM 1400 KJF and AM 800 KREI.
Boom roasted. Everyone else. So that's going to bring up Charlie Pratt, number 9. He had a 2 RBI single in the first. And the first pitch jolts away from the catcher Carter for an 1-0 count. Runners on second and third, a 6-0 lead. And the 1-0 pitch from the new pitcher, Volley. Chopper over to shortstop. They'll cut the runner over at second. Try to turn two in time, and they can't do it. But a run comes across, and it's now 7-0, Festus.
There we go. They traded an out for a run. Almost two outs, though. But a nice slide into second base to break up the easy double play. And, oh, my God, they just tagged him out at first base. The first baseman had the ball. Festus wasn't paying attention. He's tagged out. He's out.
We mentioned the hidden ball trick, and we kind of technically got it. We are soothsayers here in the Mirror College broadcast
and now,
booth.
Hold on one second. Festus is arguing right now that time was called in the field. If it was, he'd be safe. And everyone for DeSoto would have to come back out. And I think the umpires are going to have a brief conversation. If time is called, he's allowed to take that lead without being tagged out. If time is not called, then he's out and the inning is over. So just hang tight one second. We'll figure this out here.
I was just trying to update my sports book.
That's why we use pencil, just in case.
Well, I am using pencil, but I was like, just going to say, they cut down the runner Rosen and over at second as Brewer scored and Pryor moved over to third. But now we got to find out, is Pratt out at first? He's going to get an RBI either way.
Let's see. DeSoto is already coming out with their bats. Festus hasn't taken the field yet. They're just standing on the sideline.
All right, well, I don't think Coach Bunn's too happy with it, but nonetheless, it's 7-0 Festus, and we are going to head to the top of the third, I guess, right?
Yep.
All right, we'll step aside, and we'll have that coming for you up on AM 1400 KJF.
Whatever your educational goals are, you can achieve them at Jefferson College. With caring faculty, convenient locations, and award-winning academic programs, your future is Jefferson College's focus. To learn more, call 636-797-3000 or visit jeffco.edu for a complete list of degrees and programs. Enroll now.
For higher education, for higher expectations, Jefferson College, Jefferson College.
Your time is precious. With online and mobile banking from Bloomsdale Bank, you can quickly check balances, make payments, transfer funds, and more. All from your smartphone, tablet, or desktop, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Which leaves you with more time to do the things you want. Manage your money with your fingertips. With online and mobile banking from Bloomsdale Bank, connected to our customers since 1914. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Welcome back to AM 1400K. Jeff, it's American Legion Baseball District Tournament Festus with a 7-0 lead in the top of the third, and kind of a crazy ending there at the end, and I'm going to let Sean kind of run down exactly what happened.
Basically, I caught it out of my peripheral, so I just happened to get lucky, but what I think happened was that the runner at first base that was out wasn't quite paying 100% attention and just took his lead, assuming the first baseman didn't have it. So it wasn't like the hidden ball trick of, you know, the traditional Hollywood sense where they all huddle around on the mound like they did just now, Festus, and then break to their positions and one of the players has the ball and tags someone not paying attention. I think he just kind of held on to it for a little bit. Base runner wasn't paying attention, stepped off the bag. He's tagged out.
Well, there you go. And now it's the top of the third, and up to bat is Hayden Voiles, number 61. For this DeSoto lineup.
Ooh.
A 1-0 count from Hancock, and now it's a 2-0 count.
Hancock has had some extended rest when he's gone to the bench. Behind 2-0, we'll see how his location is. No problem there as he blows the fastball by.
Yeah, big swing and a miss from Voiles, count out 2-1. You got to mention that these bottom half of the innings are taking quite a bit of time, and Hancock's getting a lot of rest.
I mean, that's going to happen when you load the bases up multiple times. You put up 3 runs in the first, 4 runs in the second to give you a 7-0 lead.
It's now a 3-1 count, and he's had such a long rest, he feel almost looks like a little amped up. Swing and a miss, strikeout number 4 for Van, or no, only 2 strikes.
Now yeah. The count now full. Gotta 3, but it's always interesting.
Come on, Kevin, save the strikeout call. The 3-2 pitch. Is going to be snagged on a backhand by the shortstop, but it's going to overthrow the first baseman. But the runner, Voiles, wasn't really paying attention as he ran through first base, and it's going to be a single, the first hit of the game for DeSoto.
I think that's a good call, making it a single. I mean, that's a tough play to try and make. Yeah, the throw was high. Michael Brewer able to sky up and snag it out of the air. We mentioned earlier, he's a dream teamer, not just in baseball, but in the sport of basketball as well, showing his hops right there. But I don't think they would have had a chance of getting the speedy runner down the line at first anyway.
They checked the runner over at first, but Voiles dives in safely. Yeah, the shortstop Bridges. Beautiful fielding that ball on a slide with a backhand, but he was already in the grass when he got it. It was going to be hard to make that throw no matter what. So that brings up the number 9 hole, Blake House, up to bat. Number 42, fouls off the first pitch. Count 0-1 with a runner on first. DeSoto trailing 7-0. One count. House, the right-hander, ready to go. Hancock looks at the runner first, quickly throws over there. Voiles on top of his game at first slide into first base. 2 teams familiar with each other. They know each other's tendencies. Here's the 0-1 pitch. House shows bunt, pulls it back. They're going to throw down, try to get the runner at first, but he's safe. Snap throw from the catcher man. 1-1 count, no outs here in the top of the third. Hancock throws over to first again. Both pitchers are having a fun time today, really throwing at each other's base runners. And if I didn't get enough sarcasm across there, I totally meant to. The 1-1 count. It's a high fastball. House showed bunt. Did not pull the bat back in time, and it's now 1-2.
That's it. Players usually will, but sometimes you can react to it quick enough if it's a breaking ball that's breaking out of the zone. But sometimes with that high fastball, it's tough to pull it back in time.
The 1-2 off-speed pitch and almost hits the guy on the cleanup deck, and that's leadoff hitter Hannon Swallow. He had to jump out of the way, Landon did.
He's hanging out there in the on-deck circle, but here at Yanks Field in St. Genevieve, it's a pretty tight space. You got to be paying attention right there.
And the good news for Swallow that he was. Otherwise, that would have been right off the back, off the spine, on his 2-5 on his jersey. Swinging a miss. There's strikeout number 4 as House is retired. Now here comes Swallow up to bat. Fourth strikeout for Hancock. And Swallow will come up to bat for the second time today. He had a walk in the first. Now he's got a runner on first, trailing by 7 runs. Hancock out of the stretch, comes set, delivers the first pitch. It's a high fastball, count 1-0. Swallow steps out, looks down to his coach over on the third baseline, gets a signal, steps back into the box. Hancock comes set. Delivers the 1-0. It's going to be a foul ball in the parking lot. Someone's car probably just got a nice new dinger on it.
It just went over the top of our van, so we're okay.
We're good. Kevin Brooks, our engineer, we're good. 1-1 count, one out, runner on first, 7-0 lead for Fest. It's top of the order, up to bat for DeSoto, Landon Swallow. And this ball is a line drive into right field. It'll get down, and that's going to be a single for DeSoto, and then they now have two runners on. So the bats coming to life a little bit here in the third inning for DeSoto. Good sign. As they have runners on first and second. And now the two-hole, Andrew Downs comes up to bat. Reached in the first, had a stolen base as well. Now he's got runners on first and second. Be interesting here. Do they want to lay down a bunt and try to put those runners in scoring position, or are they going to let the number two-hole swing away?
You got to let him swing away. You need to avoid outs at this point. You don't need one run. You need seven.
Hancock taking his time. Looks at the runner at second and will deliver the first pitch, and I jumped again.
That time I jumped.
All right.
I joked before in the first game about not jumping. That time I did.
We mentioned it in our first game over on KREI. We had a similar thing where I felt like broke my neck. I swung it so far, might even have a little whiplash, like I was watching The Conjuring or something in the movie theaters. But that one was right in front of me.
That one was hit a lot harder as well. That one was smoked.
0-1 count. Runners on first and second and one out. DeSoto trailing by seven. Off-speed pitch. Falls into the turf. The rubber pellets go flying in the air. His man snags it in his glove, though. Makes it 1-1. Hancock steps on the rubber. The right-hander comes set, looks at the runner at second, leg kick fires, right down the middle, this ball lifted into center field, line drive and secured by Pryor for out number two.
Great jump by Pryor. He read that right off the bat. It had a little sink to it, but because of his good jump, he was able to make an easy play on the ball for the second out.
And that's going to bring up Tom Hahn. He popped up to the second baseman in the first inning, his second plate appearance. He's got runners on first and second and two outs. 7-0 lead for Festus. We're in the top of the third in the American Legion District Tournament. The winner of the tournament will move on to the zone tournament. And then I don't know what happens after the zone tournament, but I know eventually you find yourself in the American Legion World Series. 1-0 count with two outs. For Hahn, right-hander. Hancock taking his time, comes set, checks the runner at second. It's going to throw over to the runner at first, trying to get him, but not in time. Heads up basemanship over there from Swallow on first. One-oh count. Tom Hahn in the batter's box. Where's number six for this DeSoto team? And they fake a throw over at third, or just a nice little pickoff move because there's not anyone on third base. And try to get the runner over at second. That's Voiles, but he dives in safely. Hancock, very persistent. Trying to throw over at Voiles every time he's on base. 1-0 count. Pitch delivered, swing and a miss. Fastball with some major heat behind it. Those are right past the swinging bat of Hahn. 1-1 count now with two outs. Runners on first and second. Hancock steps off the rubber, which causes Hahn to step out of the batter's box.
Adjusting something with his cleat a little bit. Maybe he got a little rubber pellet in it.
Wiping some sweat out of his eyes. Even though it's cooled off considerably from earlier tonight, it's still rather warm out here.
And getting humid as the night goes on as well.
1-1 breaking pitch, just a little bit low. It was a nice pitch and shows great patience from Honda lay off that one.
Thought it clipped the low inside corner. Home plate umpire disagrees. He's got the better view, though.
Yeah, about kneecap level as well. 2-1 count. Hahn ahead over Hancock. Runners on first and second, and the 2-1 pitch. Hancock comes back with a fastball a little bit low. Count now 3-1. Three-one count with two outs. As Hancock steps on the rubber, comes set. Checks foils at second, delivers a fastball, and it's off the net.
Well, full count with two away. That will release the runners at first and second base, giving them a head start as they'll take off right as the pitch is being delivered.
Everybody's running here. 3-2 count, two outs. As Hancock comes set, or gets on the rubber, I should say. Adjusts his jersey a little bit. Now comes set. Runners take off, and here's the pitch. And it's a ball, and the bases are now loaded for the first time tonight for DeSoto.
Well, here we go. This is their chance here. They need to make something happen here if they want to come back in this one. If they don't, they could be spoiling a huge opportunity.
So you got Hahn with a walk over on first. You got Voiles on third, and you got Swallow on second. That brings up the cleanup hitter, Clayton Snutt, and then Sean. That's best case scenario for DeSoto. You got the bases loaded with your best hitter up to bat.
Snutt. Like I said, this is their opportunity.
Snutt struck out in the first. Struck out looking. Clayton ready to go, has his bat pointed in the air. He comes out as a batter, and here comes the pitch from Hancock, fastball high. Been all festive so far in this game. We're in the top of the third, 7-0 is our score, but now DeSoto threatening with the bases loaded, two outs, and the cleanup hitter Clayton Snedden up to bat. Can't let these opportunities go to waste if you are DeSoto. Hancock steps off the rubber, actually, and he throws it down to third. The ball gets away from the third baseman, and the first run, Voiles will score for DeSoto. It's now 7-1.
There we go, a 6-run lead now. Slowly eating into it is DeSoto. As I mentioned, this is their opportunity to get something going. It still is. They need a lot more than just that one run.
It's officially an E1 on an errant throw from the pitcher Hancock. It was low and bounced away from the third baseman Pratt. That scores Voiles, and both runners move up. So runners on second and third. You got Swallow on third, Hahn on second. The pitch to Snudden. It's going to be popped up, and it's going to go out of play and bounce off the roof of the concession stand here at Yanks Field in St. Genevieve, Missouri. It's home of St. Genevieve Dragons and home for the American Legion District Tournament.
And the zone tournament will be here as well.
And the zone tournament as well. 1-1 is your count with two outs. Runners in scoring position for the cleanup hitter, Snudden. DeSoto just brought home its first run. Off-speed pitch, swing and a miss. Count now 1-2.
Really pulled the string on him there. He was way out in front of that one, was Clayton Snudden.
Snudden does not want to strike out for the second time tonight. The 1-2 pitch. Fastball hit deep into left center field and backing up and over the head of the left fielder. And two runs will come in for a stand-up 2 RBI double that gets to the wall for Clayton Snudden. And it's now 7-3. DeSoto fighting back.
There we go. Like I said, that was their chance. You got the middle of the lineup up and the bases loaded. It was a perfect opportunity to come back. They're doing just that, cutting it now to a 4-run lead.
2 RBI double, and that's going to bring up Hunter Canada, number 33, bats fifth in this lineup. He grounded out to the shortstop in the second inning. And now the onus is going to fall on Hancock. He's facing a little adversity for the first time tonight. A runner on second with two outs. And the first pitch to Canada is a high fastball.
Now there's a meeting on the mound.
Rather quickly, too. The coach sprinting out.
He's reaching for his non-throwing shoulder and elbow. Not sure what's going on. Seems to be all right. I don't know what the cause for the urgency of the meeting was.
Definitely, yeah. It was a cause for concern. It looked like worried about an injury.
Just because he came out
so Christian
quickly.
Hancock, but
it's amazing how these
give
coaches.
Give the coach credit. He runs back.
Yeah, it's amazing how these coaches at all levels notice the littlest things, like in, especially in the major league level. If you see a pitcher just shake his hand the littlest bit, a coach comes running out. They always, always notice the littlest things.
Well, when you're investing in hundreds of millions of dollars into an arm, you better be.
But still, it seems like no coach ever misses it. Every time a little something happens, they're out there.
Baseball's such a mechanical game. The 1-0 pitch, big swing and a miss from number 33, Canada, with a runner on second and two outs. Trailing by four runs at 7-3, Festus. Canada, the right-hander, ready to go. Hancock looks towards second at the runner, checks again. Leg kick delivers off-speed pitch, swing and a miss. Count now 1-2. Big swing and a miss from Canada. Got fooled on that one.
Yeah, he was well out in front of that one, looking to put a mean swing on it.
So now a 1-2 count with two outs and a runner on second. Trailing by four is DeSoto and Hunter Canada up to bat. Hancock comes set. Pickoff move, throws it over to second. The second baseman Turley wasn't even covering the bag. As Snedden slides in safely and easily. One, two count with two outs. Canada ready to go. Hancock comes set. Leg kick and will deliver the pitch. Off-speed pitch again, this one. Fouled off right in front of us. This time, none of us jumped. Right behind home plate is kind of it's a concrete barrier, very shallow, about a foot tall, but it's got padding all the way around it as well, and it hit right off the top of that. 1-2 is your count now with two outs and a runner on second. The 1-2 pitch is in the dirt, and it bounces off, man, and it's going to get almost all the way back to the pitcher, Hancock. Might have bounced off his helmet.
Yeah, it took a weird hop off him. It definitely didn't get his chest protector there because it wouldn't have gone nearly that far. Must have hit something a bit more solid.
The runner stays at second. It's now two balls, two strikes with two outs. And a runner on second, deal 2-2, 2-2. Canada points the bat north. Inside fastball, driven into left center field. It's pretty deep. And it's going to be dropped by Rosen. One run will come in. Canada will head over to second. And it's now 7-4. DeSoto cutting into this lead by a great deal.
Well, with the ball being hit as high as it was, if it reaches a certain height and gets above the lights, the ball will disappear on an outfielder. And it can be really tough to try and track at that point because you're trying to go off of the trajectory that you're not witnessing. You're trying to just recall and guesstimate, basically. So when it comes back down, it's going to come back down fast and hard. And you're going to have to hope that you happen to be in the right spot.
But also to note, that's the second run scored by DeSoto on an error, officially an E7 in our books. That's going to bring up Trace McDaniel, number 12. Two-way, runner on second. And it's now 7-4. When we start this inning, the score was 7-0. Four runs so far for DeSoto, the majority of them with two outs. The first pitch to McDaniels, a fastball high. It seems that's how Hancock has started most of the batters this evening, or this inning, I should say. Hancock getting rattled here so far, not getting any help from his defense. A 1-0 count with a runner on second and two outs. They're going to try the pickoff move over at second, and that was extremely close. But Canada diving back headfirst just in the nick of time. He might have even reached around the tag there. Beautiful throw from Hancock, too. Right at the base corner of the base pad, closest to Canada. 1-0 count. Outside corner fastball swung on. Nothing but air. Count now 1-1. 1-1 count, two out to runner on second. 7-4 is our score in this winner's bracket of the American Legion District Tournament. Christian Hancock on the mound for Festus. They're going to try the pickoff move again. Not in time.
Wasn't as close this time, but still pretty close. Really testing him out there at second base.
It's almost like Hancock decided coming into this game he's going to work on his pickoff moves because he's tried over 10 times. 1-1 count with two outs. Here comes the pitch. Off speed, out of the zone. Count now 2-1. McDaniel struck out in the second. Now back in the right-handed batter's box. Hancock checks the runner twice, delivers the pitch, and it's a foul tip off the catcher's glove. Count now 2-2.
Let's see if Hancock can escape the inning here with a strikeout, perhaps.
He's already
finally stopped the bleeding.
He's already got four. But another hit in the outfield will make this a two-run game. Two balls, two strikes, two outs, and a runner on second. For DeSoto, Trace McDaniel up to bat. And here comes the pitch. High count, 3-2. We're full. McDaniel steps back in. He's ready to go. Not wearing batter's gloves. Rather unique. No payoff pitch just yet as Hancock steps off the rubber and fakes a throw over to second.
Well, he faked it because no one was there covering at second base at that time. Turley made his way back to his normal fielding position.
The payoff pitch is a ball. The runner takes off nonetheless. He's going to be easily caught stealing. Maybe a slight mistake there from the base runner that will end the inning, and it strands McDaniel on first technically after a walk, but nonetheless, DeSoto scores four runs, cuts into this lead. It's now only a three-run game, and we're going to head to the bottom of the third. This is American Legion District Baseball on AM 1400 KJF.
Hey, it's Mark Tody here from my friends Chris and Jamie at Patsy's Furniture in Park Hills, and I was just thinking, if it wasn't for Patsy's Furniture, my house would be pretty darn empty. Just about everything I own, from the sofa to the love seat, the bedding, and all the tables, comes from Patsy's. I love their selection, and I definitely love the prices. And they give great customer service before, during, and after the sale. I wouldn't be here recommending Patsy's Furniture in Park Hills if I didn't totally believe in them. Yes, indeed, I do love to shop at Patsy's, and I think you will, too.
Is your life or the lives of the ones you love as healthy as it can be in terms of your physical, mental, or dental health? At Comtree, we have highly qualified doctors, dentists, psychiatrists, and counselors who can provide professional and compassionate care. We have convenient locations all over Jefferson County and the affordable rates you expect from Comtree. Call 877-COMTREE to schedule an appointment. We want to be your healthcare home. Call today, 877-COMTREE. Comtree, health happens here.
Welcome back to AM 1400 KJF. It's the American Legion Baseball District Tournament in DeSoto. Look like they're about to get blown out, but no, sir. They came back and scored four runs, the majority of them with two outs, and it's now 7-4 in this winner's bracket contest. DeSoto defeated Rock Memorial last night to get here. Festus has had their way so far when they're at the plate, getting those seven runs across, but it was a pitching change in the bottom of the second inning for DeSoto that brought Cole Valley in. This will be his first full half inning of work. He's going to be going against number one, Caleb Hyde, 0-1 on the day. He popped up over to first base, and the first pitch from Valley to Hyde is a high fastball. Count 1-0. Valley threw a little sidearm there. Out of the windup, one kicks and fires, does Valley. A little bit high again, count out 2-0. The 2-0 pitch, a breaking ball. That curve's just a little bit too far outside, a tad low as well, count out 3-0. Valley yet to throw a strike in this inning. Leg kicks, fires, and delivers one there, count out 3-1.
Well, we were talking earlier about for Festus, extended breaks on the mound, and we could possibly be seeing the effects of that here for DeSoto.
3-1 is fouled and over into the parking lot, and now we're full at 3-2. So it's three straight balls, two straight strikes. Got ourselves a full count. Here in the bottom of the third, 7-4 is our score. Festus leads. They're up to bat. It's Caleb Hyde. This ball drilled off the glove of the shortstop Hahn off a hop. And that's going to be a leadoff single for Hyde.
Yeah, Hahn had to dive for that one, so I wouldn't quite put that down as an error. Even if he did secure it cleanly, I don't know if he would have gotten a throw over to first in time to get the runner.
Probably not. That's why it will go down as a base hit. Good effort by Hahn over at shortstop nonetheless. Runner on first, no outs for the bottom of the order. Number 9 hole, Jacob Bridges up to bat. He had a double and scored a run in the second. Valley checks the runner at first. No throw, though. As he stepped off the rubber, gets back on. Comes set. Takes a peek over his shoulder, looks at home. He's going to throw it over to first. Not a great throw. It actually bounced off the ground, but a good secure by Canada over at first base covering.
Nice snag by Canada to keep the runner at first base. That's played on not just a hop, but a low hop as well. So it came in a little quickly on him.
First pitch to Bridges. And snap throw over at first. In time, no. He was safe. It was close. Hyde had to use his wheels to get back just in time. It was a ball, so it's a 1-0 count to Bridges. The 1-0 pitch. It's a fastball on the outside corner. Valley's not going to kill you with velocity, but if he can locate those pitches and DeSoto can keep up with those bats, they could easily tie this ball game back up. 7-4 is our score in favor of Festus in the bottom of the third. The 1-1 to Valley comes back inside, counting out 2-1. Two-one is our count. Valley delivers inside and high, 3-1.
Back-to-back 3-1 counts to start this game off. Not ideal, or start this inning off, I should say.
If you're DeSoto, you just want your pitcher to throw strikes. And he does there, and it's a slow chopper down to third. It's bobbled. They'll try to have the runner at first, but not in time as Bridges will reach safely. And we're going to chalk that up as an E5 on the third baseman house. So Hyde will move over to second. Bridges on first, and it's back to the top of the order, and Gavin Turley up to bat as Bridges fielded that ball cleanly. When he went to throw it, it slipped out of his hand. And that allowed Bridges to reach. He was going to throw it over to second, try to cut the lead runner down. Turley is 1-for-1 on the day, single and a walk, and then scored a run. Now he's got runners on first and second and no outs. And there's going to be a balk.
And he knew it too. He flinched towards home plate and just immediately swung his head up in the air in frustration.
If I had to guess, I think he wanted to throw at one of the base runners and then kicked his leg in the air and decided against it, and it caused him to fall forward just a tad, and he kind of dropped his head knowing he made a minor mistake because the runners now move up to second and third for the leadoff hitter, Turley, and now with a 1-0 count.
I gave him a free 90 feet and eliminated the force out as well. We're seeing the infield creeping in a little bit for DeSoto.
The 1-0 pitch. Fastball in for a strike. Good job framing it up by the catcher, Nate Carter.
Nice pitch, too, because it had a little cut action on it as well.
1-1 count. Fouled off. Count now 1-2. Good things happen when you throw strikes, and so far against Turley, that's what Valley's been doing. The 1-2 pitch out of the windup is Valley. A changeup had a lot of movement on it, just a little bit outside. We're even at two apiece. Valley working quickly. Leg kicks, fires, outside corner. As the Festus bench yells back to their third base runner Hyde. You got Burgess down at second. And now a full count. Valley delivers. It's hit down towards third. Fielded cleanly. They're going to throw it over at first. And snagging it off a hop right in front of him is Canada. Great job defensively to get the first out of the inning as Turley's retired. Both runners hold at third and second. Now Colin Mann's up to bat, who reached on a fielder's choice and scored a run in the first and was hit by a pitch and scored a run in the second. And they're just going to intentionally walk him. And the bases are now going to be loaded.
It's really interesting. I mean, you walk Colin Mann to face Michael Brewer. Yeah, you get the force out now at any base, but still, do you really want to put another base runner on for Michael Brewer?
Number 13, Gunnison. It's either Heen or Heine, so I apologize. Did not get the correct pronunciation on that one. Nonetheless, Mr. Gunnison is over at first as he courtesy runs for a man. A 1-0 count. This ball drilled on the third base line. It's going to be fair as it hops over the bag out of the reach of House. One run comes in. They're going to wave another around, and sliding into third safely is Mann. Two runs come across, and it's now 9-4 in favor of Festus.
Well, there we go. Festus looking to regain that seven-run lead they had when the top half of this inning began. They just played it two. They need two more to make it seven once again. Still only one out. And what did I say before? It's a really risky move walking Colin Mann to get to Michael Brewer. Because now it's two in scoring position as opposed to you pitch to a man. Maybe you get lucky and you get an out.
A two RBI double for Brewer. Makes a 9-4. Swinging on the first pitch is Leitner. Down to second base. He'll be out at first, but not before Mann scores from third. And it's now 10-4.
Yeah, they traded that run for the outs. I like that because of the difference at this point between a five-run lead and a six-run lead. You're kind of splitting hairs at this point. Still need a lot of runs to come back in this one. What's one more?
Second out of the inning, and I'm going to bring up Brennan Pryor, number 21. 2-for-2 on the day. Had a single in the first, RBI single in the second. Scored a run as well. The runner's going to take off to third easily, not even trying on a changeup.
Michael Brewer just caught the pitcher asleep. That was a heck of a jump there before the windup even began.
So now he is on third base with a 1-0 count to Brennan Pryor. So now Valley facing some adversity for the first time tonight. Comes back on the 1-0 outside, count 2-0. Pitch is a strike on a fastball. Pryor has a big strike zone. He's a tall fellow. The 2-1. Hit right up the middle diving and snacking it. It's the second baseman. And did he get him in time? He did. What a play by Landon Swallow. That ball looked like it was going right up the middle out of nowhere. Swallow dives and swallows it up, throws it over to first, and will end the inning. But not before. Three runs come across for Festus. It's 10-4, and we are heading to the top of the fourth. This is the American Legion Baseball District Tournament on KJF.
Hi, this is Brad Smith at Lucas Smith Chrysler Center. Lucas Smith Chrysler is more than just your local Chrysler, Dodge, Ram, and Jeep dealer. We sell and service to the entire Jefferson County area. So while you're listening to this sports broadcast, no matter if it's the Tigers, the Hornets, the Blue Jays, the Lancers, the Dragons, or the Hawks, remember, we are and we support the entire Jefferson County area and its sports teams. We are Lucas Smith Chrysler Center off Highway A in Festus, your home of the No Bull Deal.
Home of the No Bull Deal, Lucas Smith Chrysler.
When it's all said and done, what really matters? For Serenity Hospice Care patient Jack, hospice isn't about giving up. It's not about the end. It's about right now. It's about spending precious time with the people we love.
Come on, Grandpa!
And the little moments that create lasting memories. It's focusing on what's important to you and remembering life is beautiful in all stages.
Wow, 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 wow.
10-4 is our score in the American Legion Baseball District Tournament winners bracket. Festus leading DeSoto in this contest. Fun game so far, a lot of action, some mistakes by both sides, but nonetheless, we have made the top of the fourth inning. 10-4, Christian Hancock warming up on the mound for Festus Post 253. And coming up to bat will be Nick Carter for DeSoto. The bottom of the order, 7-8-9, Carter, Voiles, House. As Hancock saws a couple of extra warm-up pitches to get through. And we'll be ready to go here in the top of the fourth. We had a game earlier on on AM 800 KREI. Full action of Legion Baseball on our radio this evening. Bonterre defeated St. Genevieve 4-3. So the winner of this game awaits that Bonterre team. So Carter coming up to bat. The right-hander steps into the batter's box, and he's ready to go. And the first pitch from Hancock to Carter is hit down the third baseline. It's fair, and it's going to get all the way to left field, into the corner, into the wall. Rounding first is Carter, and he'll have a stand-up leadoff double off the first pitch.
Nice piece of hitting right there. Just roped that right down the line and came out of the box hustling.
And it looks like they're going to bring in a runner for Carter. It's going to be number 4, and that's going to be Andrew DeRusse. So DeRusse is now on second for the catcher as a courtesy runner. Hayden Boyle's up to bat number 61, 1-for-1 on the day with a single. He also scored a run. And the first pitch is a bunt that's laid down, bounced off the bat and right in front of me for a strike, count 0-1. So DeSoto trying to bunt that runner over to third.
It's interesting that they would do that. You need more than just one run to come back in this game. You need 6. You need to avoid outs, not try and play small ball.
Well, maybe their philosophy is we got 3 innings to score 6 runs to tie this up. Show bunt again, but he didn't pull back. Voiles didn't, so that's strike number 2. So now the bunt's taken off, theoretically.
He just whiffed that time.
Yeah, it was almost looked like a softball slapper. He almost took off before the ball was even there and tried to bunt and move at the same time. 0-2 count, no outs, runner on second. Trailing by 6 runs is DeSoto. Hancock looks at the runner, will deliver a fastball outside corner, but a little bit too far outside, count 1-2. One, two is our count. Hancock comes set, delivers a breaking pitch that falls beautifully right down the middle. That was nasty.
Drop that one right in the bucket. That is a beautiful pitch.
That is strikeout number 5 for Hancock. First out of the inning, we'll bring up the number 9 hole, Blake House, who struck out in his last at bat in the third. And the first pitch delivered to House. Fastball, swing and a miss. Actually tipped just a tad bit of it, but very slightly, couldn't even hear it, count 0-1. Also important to mention that this is a wood bat tournament. And House will call time from the plate as Hancock was taking his time. But he's all ready to go, steps back in. Gets the point of authority Hancock does from the umpire as he's ready to go. The 0-1 pitch inside, count 1-1. Trying to fight off some mosquitoes right now.
Yeah, the bugs are coming in again. It's that proximity to the Mississippi River.
1-1 count with one out and a runner on second, trailing by 6. The 1-1 pitch, reaching and fouling it off into the net is Blake House, counting out 1-2.
Yeah.
1-2 count, one out. The number 9-hole Blake House up to bat, trailing by 6 with the runner in scoring position. Breaking pitch. Hit cleanly over to shortstop. Diving and securing it is Jacob Bridges, and did such a good job that the runner at second, Carter, or DeRoos, the pinch runner, courtesy runner, couldn't even move. He had to stay.
Yeah, it kept him where he was. If it squeaked through, he would have pushed for third, but a great job there to keep the force out at third base as well as second.
Fairly nicely done. That was a full extension dive just to keep that ball in the infield. Now it's back to the top of the order, and Landon Swallow, number 29. His third plate appearance, he's reached base twice. He has a single and a walk and takes a first pitch strike. Count now 0-1 with runners on first and second and one out. Hancock checks the runners, delivers the pitch, and it's off the arm of Swallow, the first hit by pitcher of the game, and now the bases are loaded.
And it's got him right above the elbow, so that's going to hurt as that tricep swells up a little bit.
So now Andrew Downs is coming up to bat. He's officially 0-2 on the day. And he's got the bases loaded with one out. Second straight inning, DeSoto's been able to get the bases juiced. Can they capitalize? Foul tip. Count now 0-1. Downs wears number 41. Right-hander has the bases loaded. Pitch from Hancock, off-speed pitch. That falls a little bit too low in the zone. It was close, counting out 1-1. I think Hancock really wanted that one.
Another big opportunity here for DeSoto. Bases loaded for back-to-back innings. If they want to stay in this one, they got to plate some runs once again. That Festa's offense doesn't look like it's slowing down.
One ball, one strike, and one out. Slow chopper down over to first base, fielded cleanly by Brewer. He'll step on the bag, but not before a run comes across, and it's now 10-5.
There we go. That's one. You still need five more. So that out still really hurts DeSoto because had a chance to keep it one out. In fact, one got through on the infield into the outfield. Instead, it's two away.
There's now runners on second and third for the three-hole. Tom Hahn had a walk and scored a run in the third. Fly out in the first. And he fouls off the first pitch that he sees in this fourth, count 0-1. Runners on second and third with two outs. Pitch from Hancock to Hahn, off-speed pitch, hit right into the glove of the first baseman, Brewer, and that will end the inning, but not before DeSoto puts one more run on the board. It's 10-5, and we are heading to the bottom of the fourth. This is the American Legion District Tournament on AM 1400 KJF.
Hafner Financial Services in Farmington is your locally owned tax and financial strategist, nationally endorsed by Dave Ramsey, specializing in accounting, payroll, and taxes for businesses, as well as income tax and financial coaching for individuals. Their professionalism and quality is always number one. Give them a call at 573-756-8815 or visit the website at hafnercpa.com. Hafner Financial Services. Put your future in their hands. They love numbers, so you don't have to.
Kohl's Tractor and Equipment is a family-owned and operated tractor, implement, lawnmower, and parts business that wants the opportunity to earn your business. Hi, I'm Hannah Cole. Kohl's Tractor and Equipment in Farmington has everything you need to maintain your lawn or farm. My family works hard to work for you with quality brands like LS and Bad Boy. We have a tractor, mower, or implement that fits your needs. So come see us at Kohl's Tractor and Equipment just off Highway 32 in Farmington. Don't just follow the herd, lead the herd with Kohl's Tractor and Equipment.
Welcome back to the American Legion District Tournament on AM 800 KREI. 10-5 is our score in favor of Festus, and they are coming up to the plate. A little correction from the corrections department, a.k.a. a very nice fan in the crowd. Pitching last inning, which Sean or I did not notice, was number 18, Brendan Smock, who checked in for Festus, replacing
Christian Hancock. Nonetheless, Festus is now up to bat. It's going to be Matt Rosen leading off this inning. He'll be followed by Pratt, Hyde, and Bridges. 6-7-8. And the first pitch being delivered from Valley is a strike to Mr. Rosen, number 5. He's walked in his two plate appearances so far today. We're in the bottom of the fourth. 0-1 count. Off-speed pitch out of the glove of the catcher, Carter, on an outside pitch. Got now 1-1. One one count from Valley. Wines fires a little bit high. Count now 2-1. 10-5 is our score in the bottom of the fourth. American Legion Baseball District Tournament. We are doing the winner's bracket tonight. And we'll continue that coverage tomorrow. And we'll also cover the consolation bracket until we get a champion who moves on to the zone tournament. And you can also catch that zone tournament on regional radio. 3-1 count. Swing and a miss. Count now 3-2. For Matt Rosen. Valley out of the windup, loses control of that one, slips out of the hand and goes over the head behind Rosen, and he's going to reach on first for his third walk of the day. So Charlie Pratt, number 9, is going to be coming up to bat. He's had a pretty big day, and an RBI in the second, two RBI in the first with a single, three RBI on the day. Now he's got a runner on first and no outs. A little confusion between catcher and pitcher. So Nick Carter was waving his hand outside, his non-catching hand, just waving it, saying, hey, 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 hey. And then he kind of stood up before Valley pitched. Almost like a pitch out, and then they threw it down to first base. I'm not sure if that what the confusion was there. Nonetheless, it's a 1-0 count. And the 1-0 pitch is lifted over our heads behind us, where there's a hill like Yanks Field in St. Genevieve, home of the St. Genevieve Dragons, home of this district tournament, and home for the zone tournament as well. 1-1 count, runner on first and no outs, and a 5-run lead for Festus. The 1-1 from Valley. Runner takes off, and it's going to be a foul ball into the net. And Rosen's going to have to head back over to first base. Rosen takes his time, heading back over to first. Valley steps back on the rubber, continuously looking over at first base. Finally comes set. Leg kicks and fires, and a close fastball. Apparently, it was just a tad bit too high, and we're even at 2 balls and 2 strikes. Two two is your count, no outs, and a runner on first. And Valley delivers the 2-2, swing and a miss is a strikeout. They're going to try to get the runner at second. Do they? They do, and there's now two away, just like that. Rosen caught stealing, strikeout on Pratt. And now it's going to bring up Caleb Hyde. First strikeout of the game for Valley. So two outs just like that. See if Valley found a little oomph from that play, and a great throw by the catcher Nick Carter too, to catch Rosen down at second base. That's going to bring up Caleb Hyde. The first pitch to him is a ball. He's 1-for-2 on the day with a single and scored a run in the third. And the 1-0 pitch outside. Nope, it's a strike right on the corner. Count now 1-1. The 1-1 from Valley. This ball is going to be slapped into shallow right field. It'll get down for a single as Caleb Hyde will reach. With two outs, and that's going to bring up the number 9 hole, Jacob Bridges. Bridges had a double, scored a run in the second, and reached on an error in the third while scoring a run. Bridges, the right-hander, is ready to go, as is Valley. Staring down the runner at first. The right-hander finally comes set. Leg kicks and fires inside to Bridges. Count 1-0. Valley on the mound. Throws over to first this time. But Hyde dives back in safely over towards second. The 1-0 count. Foul tip behind home plate. Count now 1-1 with two outs and a runner on first and a 5-run lead for Festus. Cole Valley replaced Brett Gibbs. Doing a fine job so far with a 1-1 count, two outs. Throws a breaking pitch on the outside. Count out 2-1. Sean, you're a big proponent of getting this nine hole out.
Well, because it sets, if you don't get them out, it sets the table for the top of the order. And that's the last thing you want, is the best hitters on the opposing team having runners on base.
The 2-1 is fouled behind home plate, out of play. And we're even. Two balls, two strikes, two outs, and a runner on first.
I wish I had connections with the Elias Sports Bureau, because if I did, I would probably wind up asking them if they could figure out winning percentage of teams based on the batting average against of the number 9 hitter.
Do you think they keep track of hat slippages as
I
well?
I don't know. We may have that stat exclusively. 7 on the game from Gibbs.
A wild breaking pitch from Valley's in the dirt. It bounces out of the reach, takes a really wicked hop before it even gets to the catcher, Carter, out of his reach, and that's going to allow the runner Hyde to move up to second base. So now the nine-hole Bridges has a runner in scoring position with two outs and a full count. So Bridges will be taken off here at second, and it's going to be a walk. Oh. He did not take off, surprisingly.
No, nobody's on at first base, that's why. If there was someone on first, then there would be the force pushing him, but
fair
since
enough.
He was able to take second base on the wild pitch, I mean, he can go for third, but if it winds up being a ball, it's going to result in potentially him being out and ending the inning.
Fair enough. Now runners on first and second. The first pitch from Valley to the top of the order. Turley is actually behind him. Carter to stretch out and secure that one. Got now 1-0. There's two outs and runners on first and second. Festus has a 10-5 lead. We're in the bottom of the fourth. Valley checks the runner at second. Delivers the pitch. It's on the outside. They're going to throw behind the runner down to first. Did they get him in time? No, they did not. The DeSoto dugout thought they did. They're about halfway into a cheer before the field umpire said, you're safe. 2-0 count with two outs now. Runners on first and second. Top of the order. Turley up to bat, the right-hander. Valley delivers. Hit down third base in the line, but just a tad bit foul. It was close. Count now 2-1. Two-one count, two outs, runners on first and second in this American Legion District Tournament on AM 1400 KHF. Cole Valley for DeSoto is on the mound. Looked at the runner twice, long enough that Gavin Turley for Festus calls time. Turley back in the box. Valley delivers this time inside, count out 3-1.
Just to show you how tough this Festus team has been, Turley has come to the plate in every single inning so far. Here he is with his fourth plate appearance in inning number 4.
Very impressive. 3-1 count with two outs and runners on first and second. The 3-1 pitch. Fouled off again down the third baseline. This time closer to his coach in the third base, or in the coach's box on the third baseline.
Had to do a little bit of a lean to get out of the way of that one.
But now it's a full count with two outs. Runners on first and second. So now the runners will be taken off for sure. And it's going to be another walk. Third walk of this inning from Valley. Loads the bases.
Here we go. Colin Mann coming to the plate. They intentionally walked him in his last at-bat. Obviously, with the bases loaded, they're not going to do that here. But I wonder what he's going to potentially do at the plate here, no matter who he's facing. It looks like it's going to be the same pitcher still out there, but there's a big opportunity for Mann.
Sean Wiley, the manager of DeSoto, comes out to the mound to talk to his pitcher as he heads back over towards the dugout, giving him some words of encouragement. Probably telling him to throw close to the zone, but not necessarily right down the middle.
That's the tricky part is, you know, you want to start hitting the strike zone because you've struggled with it, but you risk putting something over the plate that Colin Mann can put a mean swing on.
We'll see what Valley delivers. The first pitch to Mann is hit back towards second base, fielded cleanly. They'll step on second for the third out of the inning. Run will not count. A great job by Swallow over to Hahn, and that will end the inning. The bases are left stranded and loaded, or loaded and stranded, and we're going to head to the top of the fifth. This is the American Legion District Tournament on KJF.
KJFF Festus Crystal City Imperial DeSoto.
Comtree Comprehensive Health Center at Hickory Plaza in Hillsboro can provide all of your adult and pediatric medicine and dental care needs, as well as mental health and substance use treatment. Comtree wants to be your health care home. Call us at 877-COMTREE for more information or to schedule an appointment at Comtree Comprehensive Health Center at Hickory Plaza in Hillsboro. That number again is 877-COMTREE or check us out online at mimoinfo.com. Comtree, health happens here.
Have you ever been to dinner with a friend and realized you don't have cash to split the check? Or do you need to pay the soccer coach for that new uniform? Hi, Paul Hale from New Era Bank, and our new app has just what you need. Our app features person-to-person payments. This allows you to pay from your cell phone directly to someone else's. They receive a text from you and get the money real-time, even if you don't bank with us. Check out our website at www.newerabank.com for more information or call one of our locations. Member FDIC.
Welcome back to AM 1400 KJF. This is the American Legion District Tournament. Kevin Hughes alongside Sean Malone. 10-5 is our score. Festus with a 5-run lead over DeSoto. Third time these two teams have played each other this summer. Festus won both of those contests. And we mentioned we had a correction from the corrections department. A lovely fan letting us know that it's actually Brendan Smock that checked in last inning for Christian Hancock, and he's back out on the mound, I believe. We'd classify that as a in-between inning Midwest Sports Center pitching change. Go get dirty with Midwest Sports Center. Looks like they're one final warm-up pitch. Gets the thumb of approval from the home plate umpire.
No, they're going to give him some more. I don't know what the hesitation was, but there's the final one.
All right. And off in the distance, in my memory, you're hearing a play ball, 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 ball. It's going to be Snudden, Canada, McDaniel for DeSoto, 4-5-6 in this lineup. Snudden had a big 2 RBI double in his last at bat in the third, struck out in the first, 1-for-2 on the day. And the right-hander pumps himself up and steps into the box. And here comes the first pitch from Smock. It's going to be fouled down the third base line in foul territory. A 1 count. As Smock gets the, how do you say, is it rosin or rosin?
Rosin bag.
Rosin bag. I was about to say rosin bag. I was like, I don't think that's right. Swing and a miss from Snedden. Count now 0-2.
The 0-2 pitch. Slow dribbler. Going to be fielded by Smock. Bounces out of his glove back in. Did he get him in time? He did not. We'll classify that one as a single for Snedden. Tough play to make.
Tough play, but it's one that certainly should have been made.
I'm feeling a little
generous. Gets it in his glove, he's going to throw it down to first in time.
I'm feeling a little generous, Sean.
That's fair.
We're giving Snedden a single. So Clayton's on first. That's going to bring up Hunter Canada, number 33. Reach on an error in the third. Ground out in the second. Swings on the first pitch. Fouled off right in front of us into the net. Count now 0-1. Smock walks behind the mound, gets the rosin again. It's a good thing I didn't say ricin, otherwise we'd have the FBI here.
He keeps going for the bag again and again, more so than pitchers usually do. Sometimes they'll go for it once or twice, but he really likes that rosin bag.
The 0-1 is a breaking pitch that falls into the inside corner. Count now 0-2. Runner on first and no outs. DeSoto trailing by 5. The pitch from Smocks in the dirt through the legs of the catcher bounces straight in the air, and that's going to be an easy move down to second for Snedden. Call that a wild pitch. It's now a 1-2 count for Canada. The 1-2 pitch from Smock. Fouled off right in front of the Festus dugout, and it's going to bounce all the way up into left field. Count will remain the same. One, two is our count with a runner on second and no outs for DeSoto, trailing by 5. Hunter Canada up to bat, squaring off against Brendan Smock, who checked in last inning. And another foul ball down the third base line. Canada just a little bit too far out in front of the pitch. Needs to square it up just a tad. But he's getting closer and closer.
That's it. You want to just keep fighting it off foul until you get something good that you can put in play and reach on a base hit.
The 1-2. Breaking ball bounces off home plate. And now Snedden's going to move down to third with no outs. Two wild pitches. Lose Snedden from first to third. And now it's a 2-2 count for Hunter Canada. The 2-2 pitch outside, and we're full. Just when I thought DeSoto was running away with this game 7-0, it's now 10-5. We're in the top of the fifth, and there's a runner on third with no outs for DeSoto. This game is by no means over. And the 3-2 was very closely in the zone, but just a tad bit high. And that's going to be a walk, and now the runners are on the corners. Trace McDaniel coming up to bat. He's 0-for-1 on the day with a strikeout, but also had a walk in the third.
Again, we've seen these bats get better and better as the game has gone on. Last inning, they were able to plate only one run, but they threatened again like they did much in the third inning where they plated 4. So DeSoto's not out of this yet.
First pitch foul ball to Trace McDaniel. And we'll see if they'll send Canada from first down to second, maybe try to elicit a throw or something. I'm a big fan
maybe.
Of those mind games.
Yeah, but again, you got to avoid outs here. You got nobody out, 2 on. Just put your faith in your bats. No need in risking another out. It's not like it's a one-run game. You need 5.
Another breaking pitch from Smock that just breaks a little bit too early, and it's low. He's had a little trouble with that breaking pitch since he's checked in last inning. Runners on the corners. For Trace McDaniel, he's the DH in this lineup. Check swing, did he go all the way around? I don't think so. All
I believe the count is 2-1. Smock checks the corners. Leg kicks, fires. This ball drilled into right field. It's going to be secured by Leitner. They're going to try to double up the runner at first. They can't, but Snedden will tag up from third. He'll score, and it's now 10-6 in favor of DeSoto.
Wait, did they just... Not sure, but the pitcher, Smock, is pointing at home plate for some reason. I don't know why, but...
I don't think the run counts.
I mean, it should. There's no reason why it shouldn't.
Maybe the... Well, because the home plate umpire made an out signal. He wouldn't need to do that unless Snedden was out.
But wouldn't that be the second out to end the inning? There's no outs listed up on the scoreboard
well,
right now.
Well, it's because the scoreboard fella went to the restroom or to get some water because it's rather hot out here.
Yeah. I don't know. It does still say 10-5 again with the scoreboard not being operated at the moment. We'll see. There it goes, 10-6. So
okay.
It did count. I was going to say, if it didn't count, that would end the inning. Or at least it would be the second out.
It would have been out number two for sure. Nick Carter is up to bat. He pops this one up into shallow left field, and it'll be secured by the left fielder, Rosen, and that will end the inning, but not before DeSoto scores another run. It's 10-6, and we're going to head to the bottom of the fifth on AM 1400 KJEF.
There are lots of things to love about the 2018 Toyota RAV4. Just ask the people who bought one, but be prepared to get an earful. They might mention its versatile build and flexible cargo space. They'll probably rave about its available heated front seats, sport-tuned suspension, and all-wheel drive with dynamic torque control. But the one thing they absolutely won't stop talking about comes standard, the RAV4 suite of advanced safety features, which includes a pre-collision system with pedestrian detection and lane departure alert with steering assist. It's a brilliant bit of technology that helps you respond to changing road conditions. It helps keep you safe without sacrificing performance, and it doesn't cost anything extra. You love it already, don't you? Tested, trusted, Toyota. Toyota, let's go places.
Lane departure alert and pre-collision systems are not a substitute for safe and attentive driving practices.
See Twin City Toyota, I-55 at the Herculaneum Auto Mall exit. Don't think twice, think Twin City.
Welcome back to AM 1400 K. Jeff, a little bit of confusion. We believe so far as we can tell, that last run counted, but we're double checking just to make sure. As of now, it's 10-6 in favor of Festus, according to the scoreboard, but that's not 100% reliable. A little bit of confusion. Nonetheless, we'll continue on and we'll find out for sure. As Cole Valley back out on the mound for DeSoto, getting some final warm-up pitches in as we're in the bottom of the fifth. It's going to be Mann, Brewer, Leitner for Festus. All right, we just confirmed what I thought might have been true, that it's only 5 runs. I believe what I'm going to assume and kind of believe is that Snedden did not tag up, did not touch the base. It's probably what was called.
We'll see if in between next inning we can maybe get some clarification behind the ruling. But
that was the third
out.
It's
listed
as 10-6,
but it is 10-5 according to the home plate umpire.
That's what me and Sean were debating here in between innings. That's what I thought, so... That is, glad we can at least confirm it, that it is 10-5 in this contest. Now Festus is up to bat in the bottom of the fifth. It's Colin Mann up to bat number 15, and he's reached base and scored a run in all 3 of his plate appearances. He had a walk, a hit by pitch, and reached on a fielder's choice. He's going to hit a high chopper down to third base, fielded by House, overdue Canada for the first out of the inning. The old 5-3. That was actually Brewer up to bat, I guess.
Yeah, that was Brewer that came up to the plate. Colin Mann into the last inning.
Oh, I see where I made a mistake. I apologize. Leitner up to bat now. He takes a first pitch ball. He is a lefty. Pitch from Valley. smoked right up the middle on the ground for a single. You could hear the crack of the bat on that one.
Yeah, he hit that one really square. Low launch angle, though, so it's only a single.
And here comes DeSoto manager Sean Wiley out of the dugout. See if there's going to be a pitching change or not, and there will be. It's a Midwest Sports Center pitching change, and we'll find out who it is, and we'll tell you all about it coming up on AM 1400 KJF.
Do you want to buy a home or car? Need to spruce up your kitchen or bathroom? Or maybe you want to start a business, consolidate debt, or go on vacation? Whatever the case, Bloomsdale Bank has a variety of real estate, consumer, and commercial loans. So when you need a home equity line of credit, a fixed-rate mortgage, a new or used auto loan, or a commercial loan, contact a loan officer at Bloomsdale Bank or apply online at bloomsdalebank.com. Bloomsdale Bank, connected to our customers since 1914. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Are you in need of print solutions? The UPS Store in Festus offers a full range of print and finishing services for small businesses, nonprofit organizations, and individuals. We offer the lowest copy prices in the area. Black and white copies are 6 cents and color copies are 36 cents on letter-sized paper. Just remember 636. Count on the UPS Store in Festus for quality print and finishing solutions with professional results. That's the UPS Store in Festus in the Gannon Plaza.
Ten to six is our score in the bottom of the fifth of this American Legion District Tournament Winners Bracket Contest. Festus leading over DeSoto, and it was a pitching change for DeSoto, and they're going to bring in number four, Andrew DeRoos. He'll replace Cole Valley, who is responsible for the runner on first still. But DeRoos will be the third pitcher so far for DeSoto. There's one down in the bottom of the fifth. There's a runner on first. It's Leitner, who just had a single, and now it's Brennan Pryor up to bat. Center fielder Brennan Pryor. He is 2-for-3 on the day with an RBI and a scored run. Now he's got a runner on first and one out. And the first pitch from DeRoos is a breaking ball down in the zone, count 1-0. DeRoos is right-handed. Pitching changes are brought to you by Midwest Sports Center. The 1-0 pitch. Fastball, chest level, popped up into the infield. Calling everyone off as the second baseman Swallow in his glove for out number two. Two down, that's going to bring up Matt Rosen, number five, who's had three walks today. Technically, 0-for-0. He's got a runner on first and two outs and a five-run lead. And the first pitch from DeRoos into Rosen is a fastball for a strike. O-1 count with two down and a runner on first. DeRoos comes set and throws over to first. Nice pickoff move. But not a big lead from Leitner.
Still got to keep him honest just in case. Festus has shown their aggressiveness on the base paths in this game.
The 0-1 pitch is a changeup that Rosen was way out in front of, counting out 1-1. DeRoos comes set. We'll deliver the 1-1. Change up on the outside, but too far outside, count 2-1. Winner of this game will face Bonterre tomorrow. And you can catch that on regional radio on MIMOinfo.com. 7:45 pregame, 8 o'clock first pitch.
I'll be on AM 800 KREI and AM 1400 KJFF.
Regional radio is your home for American Legion baseball. The 2-1 pitch is fouled down the third base line. It's all the way into the corner, counting out 2-2. Two balls, two strikes, two outs, and a runner on first for Matt Rosen, who has three walks so far on the evening. Facing a new pitcher, Andrew DeRoos, for the first time. He's going to hit a shallow fly ball into right field, right on the line. And running under it and securing it is Andrew Down. So DeRoos checks in and gets outs 2 and 3. And we are going to head to the top of the sixth. It's 10-5 in favor of Festus on AM 1400 KJF.
Do you need a new doctor or dentist for your physical health or dental care? Comtree Comprehensive Health Center at Hickory Plaza in Hillsboro has highly qualified doctors and dentists who are accepting new patients. We can get you in quickly and at the affordable rates you expect from Comtree. Call 877-COMTREE to schedule an appointment at our Comtree Comprehensive Health Center at Hickory Plaza in Hillsboro. That number again is 877-COMTREE. Comtree, we want to be your healthcare home.
So you've made the decision to get new furniture for the house. Now the question is where to go? My name's Mark Toady, and I'm here to tell you that you can't go wrong by shopping at Patsy's Furniture in Park Hills. The selection is great, the prices are awesome, and Chris and Jamie, well, they're the best. One of the best decisions I ever made in terms of outfitting my house was to shop at Patsy's. And I'll be honest with you, when it comes time for more furniture, that's where I plan on going again. Like I said, I do love to shop at Patsy's in Park Hills. Give them a try. So will you.
Welcome back to AM 1400K Jeff coverage of the American Legion District Tournament for this 2018 summer season. Glad to be with you, Kevin Hughes, alongside Sean Malone. For a pretty good game so far, 15 combined runs. It's 10-5 in favor of Festus. And DeSoto is coming up to bat, and we are in the top of the sixth inning. We play seven in American Legion Baseball. As it's now 10:26, it's cooled off quite a bit from when we started right after 5 o'clock. Where it was 97 with a much hotter heat index.
The temperature has gone down, but the humidity has certainly risen as we've gotten into the night.
I do feel a little sticky, not going to lie.
Mm-hmm. Let's see if I can get an update on weather forecast. Looking at 81 degrees right now, but humidity climbing up to 87%.
Fantastic.
Supposed to be nice all the rest of the work week, but showers and thunderstorms in the forecast for the weekend into the early part of next week as well.
So play's about getting ready to resume here in the top of the sixth. It's Hayden Voiles up to bat for DeSoto, and it's a first pitch, and he's going to hit a fly ball into deep left field, backtracking and over the head of the left fielder, Rosen. It's going to be a stand-up leadoff double on the first pitch for Hayden Voiles for DeSoto.
Nice piece of hitting right there.
It's going to bring up the number 9 hole, Blake House. House is 1-for-2 on the day. He had a strikeout in the third, a single in the fourth, and now he has a runner in scoring position with no outs, trailing by 5. Brendan Smock on the mound, checks the runner at second, and will deliver the first pitch to House, which is a strike. Count 0-1. House steps back in to the right-handed batter's box. Smock taking his time, checks the runner, and will deliver the 0-1. It's going to be a foul ball down the right field line. And the scoreboard just went out.
Yeah, I think they're just resetting the scoreboard right now to try and get the score right. They were still working on fixing it, but I think they're just going to full reset here.
I do have some experience with those, and that's the problem is when you add a score, you can't go backwards, so you kind of have to start over. You either have to zero it out or start over. So he's going to have to hit out. 3 outs every time to just advance.
So you can't even just put straight numbers up there.
No. Nope.
You have to re-input everything then.
Exactly. That's the problem. You can't work backwards with these. But I can tell you it's 10-5 with a runner on second and one out. And it's a slow dribbler. Back to the pitcher, Smock. He had to fall to his knees to get it.
And he's safe at first base. Brewer came off the bag a little too early.
Exactly. Didn't get there in time. He looked at the runner at second first, but the dugout was yelling 1-1-1 to Smock, so he turned around and threw it. But as Sean said, Brewer was pulled off the bag on the throw.
Coach Bone, quick explanation. I think he just wanted to confirm.
And now there's runners on first and second. So the 8 and 9 hole come up to bat, Sean. They both get on base.
Back to the top of the order for DeSoto.
And now it's to the top of the order and Landon Swallow, who's reached base in all three of his appearances. He had a walk in the first, a single in the third, and was hit by a pitch in the fourth. This game remains exciting
And the first pitch to Swallow is a foul ball into the parking lot down the right field line. Runners on first and second, no out, and it's 10-5. We are in the top of the sixth. Brendan Smock is on the mound for Festus. You got Voiles on second and House on first. And top of the order, Swallow up to bat for DeSoto. The 0-1 dribbled down, and it's again foul territory. Is it fair? No, it's fair. And it's right on the line.
Made contact in fair territory, then went into foul territory. It's a fair ball, and I think you got to put that down as an E5. That was just misplayed by the third baseman.
Yeah, absolutely. Pratt charged it, knocked it into foul territory. Now the bases are loaded with no outs for DeSoto. Can they capitalize? It's the number two hole. Andrew Downs up to bat in an RBI in the fourth. Out of the zone. High and away.
And again, another great opportunity for DeSoto here. We've seen them take advantage of it at points, but bases loaded with the middle of the order coming to the plate. This time, nobody out. This is as good as it gets if they want to come back in this one.
A 1-0 count. Breaking pitch. Falls into the turf before it even reaches home. Count 2-0. The last thing you want to do if your Smock is walk in a run. And maybe Festus will be looking to change the pitchers here sooner rather than later. We will find out. 2-0 is your count. The bases loaded, no outs. Outside corner fastball for a strike. Count now 2-1. I got a feeling, Sean, I'm going to wake up tomorrow with a lot of mosquito bites on my legs.
Yeah, I'm going to get quite a few as well.
2-1 count, no outs. Bases loaded. And it's going to be an infield fly on this one, so Downs is retired for the first out of the inning. Bases will remain loaded.
Good break for Festus, because now with the bases loaded, a double play will end the inning.
Yeah, it's kind of one of the last thing you want to do with the bases loaded is just pop it up in the infield. At least put the ball on the ground and try to get a run across.
Pop it up or strike out. Those are the two things you do not want to do, or at least pop it up in the infield.
Nonetheless, the three-hole Tom Hahn's up to bat. He's 0-2 on the day. Breaking pitch to him. It's going to be a slow dribbler picked up by the shortstop Bridges. Thrown over to first in time for out number two, but a run does come across, and it's now 10-6.
Yeah, that was the only play that he had because it was too slow developing, was go over to first base. They got a couple runs to work with. Even though that one scores, it's still a four-run lead, so that's the smart play. Just take the safe out. And DeSoto's trying to avoid outs here late in the game when they're trailing by as much as they are. But if you're Festus, you want to create outs. You can afford to trade a run for an out.
Voyle scored. House on third. Swallow on second. And the cleanup hitter, Clayton Snudden, up to bat. He swings on the first pitch. Count 0-1. Snudden is 2-3 on the day. He had a strikeout in the first looking, but he battled back in the third for a 2-RBI double and had a single in the fifth. Now has runners in scoring position in the top of the six, trailing by four. The 0-1 from Smock in the turf, count 1-1. Snudden steps back into the right-handed batter's box with a 1-1 count. Here comes the pitch from Smock, breaking pitch. Too far inside, count 2-1. Snudden holds its bat in the air, adjusts his helmet, but here comes the pitch from Smock, a changeup. That's a foul ball down the third base line, picked up by Pratt. Thrown back over to Smock. The runners will head back to their respective bags, which are second and third. As Snudden gets his bat back and gets ready for another chance. A wood bat tournament is this American Legion District Tournament. Bonterra defeated St. Jean earlier tonight in a game heard on AM 800 KRI. They await the winner of this contest. And we have a 10-6 score with a 2-2 count. Swinging and miss, the ball's in the turf. Picking up and throwing it is the catcher. Colin Mann over to Brewer for out number three. Two runners get stranded, but DeSoto scores one. It's 10-6, and we are heading to the bottom of the sixth on AM 1400 KJF.
Whatever your educational goals are, you can achieve them at Jefferson College. With caring faculty, convenient locations, and award-winning academic programs, your future is Jefferson College's focus. To learn more, call 636-797-3000 or visit jeffco.edu for a complete list of degrees and programs. Enroll now.
For higher education, for higher expectations, Jefferson College, Jefferson College.
Your time is precious. With online and mobile banking from Bloomsdale Bank, you can quickly check balances, make payments, transfer funds, and more. All from your smartphone, tablet, or desktop, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Which leaves you with more time to do the things you want. Manage your money with your fingertips. With online and mobile banking from Bloomsdale Bank, connected to our customers since 1914. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Back to AM 1400 KJF as Andrew DeRusa is getting his final warm-up pitches in. It's 10-6 in favor of Festus, a four-run lead, and we are in the bottom of the sixth. We play seven in Legion baseball. So Festus is going to look to pad their runs, try to extend the lead just a little bit more, make it a little bit easier on themselves as we get into the seventh. Up to bat is Charlie Pratt for Festus, 7-8-9 in this lineup. Pratt has three RBI on the day. Rather productive day. And here comes the first pitch from DeRusse outside for ball count 1-0. DeRusse out of the windup, the 1-0. It's going to be fouled down the right field line, calling everybody off. This is the second baseman swallow that really covered some ground. Secured it just on the line for out number one.
Really covered some ground and really did a good job of communicating through my headset all the way down here behind home plate. I could hear him calling ball, 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 and that was in shallow right field foul territory.
Yeah, the call off the left fielder and the first baseman from second base. You don't see that too often.
The right fielder, rather.
Right fielder, yep, sorry.
Left and rights are tough sometimes.
When it's this hot and this muddy.
It has been a long day.
The humidity's got
indeed
into my brain.
Yeah.
This is going to bring up Caleb Hyde up to bat with a one out. And he is 2-for-3 on the day, back-to-back singles. Scored a run in the third as well as a 1-0 count. With one out, DeRusse leg kicks, fires, fastball high, count 1-1. Check that, a 2-0 count. And here is the pitch from DeRusse. Popped up out of play behind home plate, count 2-1. Two-one count with one out in the bottom of the sixth. Right down the middle for a strike, count 2-2. DeRusse came in last inning in the fifth. Got two outs, retired three straight batters, and here's a 2-2 pitch. Changeup that's popped out of play. High trying to stay alive. Count stays at 2-2 with one out. The bottom of the order for this Festus lineup has been rather productive today, and as the 2-2 is lifted right over first base and securing it with his foot already on the bag is Hunter Canada for out number two. I was going to say before that at bat, there had been six appearances for the 8 and 9 hole, and they reached base five of those times.
Well, there you go, setting the lineup for the top of the order.
Hey.
It seemed like every time, especially early on in this game, that Colin Mann was coming to the plates, Gavin Turley. There were runners on for them to plate.
Four straight batters retired by DeRusse, and he's facing the number nine hole, Jacob Bridges. Can he set the lineup for the top of the order, or can he end the inning? We're about to find out. It's a 1-0 count for Mr. Bridges. He had a double and scored a run in the second. reached on an error score to run in the third and walked in the fourth. Now has a 2-0 count as the 1-0 is in the turf and bounces away from the catcher, Carter. Darus gets the ball back and heads back to the mound, steps on the rubber, working out of the windup. With no one on and two outs, leg kicks, fires back into the turf, count out 3-0. So Andrew looking to throw a strike here. Bridges probably not swinging.
Yeah, I would give him the green light here. That's
and
why.
Instead, he's just going to hit him. He's like, if I'm going to throw a ball anyways, it's going to make it count, right?
There we go. Table set for the top of the order once again. They're coming to the plate with at least a runner on. It's a huge key to success for teams. If you can have your best hitters come to the plate, it's not just a chance to get a chance to score runners. You will do better.
So here,
more games.
So this is Gavin Turley, his fifth plate appearance, and he squares up to show bunt, but pulls it back for a ball. Count 1-0.
Five plate appearances in six innings of play. That's incredible.
That is the definition of production from this Festus lineup as the 1-0 pitch is fouled off for 1-1.
You're right there. Production from the lineup. It's not just one player that's doing well. Like we saw Colton Poorman in game one. It's top to bottom this Festus team is hitting.
He is 1-for-3 on the day. Had a single in the second. The runner's going to take off towards second. Did they get him in time? Incredible play. They did. Wow. Carter DeHaan, the shortstop, who tagged him while falling down.
He dove for it and tagged him.
And
incredible.
Ends the inning. Unbelievable. Wow. We are going to head to the top of the seventh. One more plate appearance for DeSoto. Can they capitalize? Don't go away. You're going to have to find out. This is the American Legion District Tournament on KJF.
Hi, this is Brad Smith at Lucas Smith Chrysler Center. Lucas Smith Chrysler is more than just your local Chrysler, Dodge, Ram, and Jeep dealer. We sell and service to the entire Jefferson County area. So while you're listening to this sports broadcast, no matter if it's the Tigers, the Hornets, the Blue Jays, the Lancers, the Dragons, or the Hawks, remember, we are and we support the entire Jefferson County area and its sports teams. We are Lucas Smith Chrysler Center off Highway A in Festus, your home of the No Bull Deal.
Home of the No Bull Deal, Lucas Smith Chrysler.
When it's all said and done, what really matters? For Serenity Hospice Care patient Jack, hospice isn't about giving up. It's not about the end. It's about right now. It's about spending precious time with the people we love.
Come on, Grandpa!
And the little moments that create lasting memories. It's focusing on what's important to you and remembering life is beautiful in all stages.
Back to AM 1400 K Jeff. What might be the final at bat for DeSoto? They got to put four runs across the tide. It's 10-6. The winner will get Bonterra tomorrow. The loser will drop into the consolation bracket. We're going to find out how this ends as we are in the top of the seventh. Coming up to bat four, DeSoto is going to be number 33, Hunter Canada, who will be followed by McDaniel and Carter. That is 5-6-7 in this DeSoto lineup. And it appears that they're going to continue with Brendan Smock to close out this game. Save some arms for the rest of the tournament. Festus is going to try as number 33, Canada, comes across the plate and he's ready to go. The infield gives their pitcher some words of encouragement. Heads back to their positions. They try to close out this game. Here comes the first pitch from Smock to Canada. Fastball outside, count 1-0. Last inning, DeSoto was able to get their first three batters on base. Can they do the same here? It's a hard hit grounder, but it's just foul.
It really took a chop at that one. You're right, just pulled it a little bit foul. Otherwise, that would have been probably two bases.
Nonetheless, it is a 1-1 count. Smock out of the windup, leg kicks, fires, off-speed pitch, line drive into center field. That will be caught by the center fielder Pryor.
Nice play by Pryor coming on to that one. A bit of a tough angle because it had a little English on it. A little hooking action, but he was able to stay with it, lean, and make the play.
Nonetheless, Festus is two outs away from moving on in this tournament into the winner's bracket. Trace McDaniel coming up to bat is going to try to stop that, but he takes a first pitch breaking ball in the turf, count 1-0. McDaniel is 0 for 2 on the day officially. Hit a strikeout in the second, walked in the third, and a fly out to right field in the fifth. Now has a 2-0 count. McDaniel takes his time, steps back into the box. Smock ready to go, delivers a low fastball, three straight balls. So Trace probably won't swing here, as Smock will deliver a rather low strike, nonetheless, 3-1. The 3-1 pitch from Smock, high and inside, and McDaniel will reach base on the walk, and that's going to bring up the number 7 hole, Nick Carter. He's 1-for-3 on the day, had a double in the fourth, and looks like there's going to be a meeting at the mound.
Well, looks like they're going to keep him in the game. I don't think they're going to pull him in this situation here. It's not Coach Zach Bone out there anyway, the head coach, but I think you see if he can get through the trouble here. You got some runs to work with anyway. You've got four, so they'd have to load the bases to even have a chance to tie this game on one swing. And I think at that point, if they get close to that, they'll pull the pitcher, put a new guy in, just get a fresh arm.
He just pulled the battery mates together, probably just reiterating, you know, throw strikes, let the defense do the work. There's still a chance for a double play. You got a runner on first. A lot can happen.
Running at first base for DeSoto, number 22.
And it looks like there's going to be a pinch runner.
Pincher, a courtesy runner.
I can tell you who it is just in a second as I pull out my roster.
Looks like Caleb.
It is number 22, Caleb Dickman. Now running over at first. Checking in for McDaniel. Dickman with two ins. And the first pitch is in the turf, but snagged by the catcher man to Nick Carter. 1-0 count. Runner on first with one out. DeSoto needs to score four to stay alive. The 1-0 pitch from Smock. High. Count 2-0. And now timeout's called, and there will be a Midwest Sports Center pitching change, it appears. We'll step aside and tell you all about that after this on AM 1400 KJF.
Hafner Financial Services in Farmington is your locally owned tax and financial strategist, nationally endorsed by Dave Ramsey, specializing in accounting, payroll, and taxes for businesses, as well as income tax and financial coaching for individuals. Their professionalism and quality is always number one. Give them a call at 573-756-8815 or visit the website at hafnercpa.com. Hafner Financial Services. Put your future in their hands. They love numbers, so you don't have to.
Comtree Comprehensive Health Center at Hickory Plaza in Hillsboro can provide all of your adult and pediatric medicine and dental care needs, as well as mental health and substance use treatment. Comtree wants to be your health care home. Call us at 877-COMTREE for more information or to schedule an appointment at Comtree Comprehensive Health Center at Hickory Plaza in Hillsboro. That number again is 877-COMTREE or check us out online at mimoinfo.com. Comtree, health happens here.
Welcome back to AM 1400 K. Jeff, the third pitcher for Festus, checks in, and it's Brennan Pryor. He'll come in from center field, and then they will bring in Heine, and he'll head to the outfield. We'll just have to see if he's going to replace him in center or not. Probably so, I would assume. But Pryor is getting some warm-up pitches, a familiar name to everyone in the regional radio listening area. As Pryor's a right-hander, tall fellow, getting a couple of extra warm-up pitches in as he's facing Hayden Voiles. Nick Carter. Nick Carter still up to bat, has a 2-0 count.
That's it. It's coming in the middle of the at-bat, which is not too typical. You rarely see changes made in the middle of an at-bat unless it's an injury, but Coach Bone wasn't seeing what he was liking, came out in a hurry to make this change and get Pryor into the game.
So Carter getting ready to go. Two balls, no strikes, and a runner on first with one out. We're in the top of the seventh. DeSoto needs to plate four to force a bottom of the seventh. Otherwise, Festus will move on in the winner's bracket and take on Bonterre tomorrow. Pryor gets set, ready to deliver his first pitch. Leg kicks, fires. Fastball with some velocity for a strike.
Pryor's a tough pitcher. One of the many talented players to come through Festus High School.
2-1 count. And the pitch from Pryor. Fastball again, foul tip.
Now's where I come with the off-speed pitch. You've pounded him with two fastballs. He swung on that one even though it was low, so you're getting him a little aggressive. He's going to have to play a little defensive with his swinging too with two strikes and go with something off-speed like a changeup low and away.
We'll see what he throws. A 2-2 count, one out and a runner on first. 10-6 is our score in the top of the seventh. Pryor out of the stretch comes set. High leg kick. Curveball. Slapped down, picked up by the shortstop, flipped over to second, in first, in time, double play to end the game, and Festus will advance in the winner's bracket. 10-6 is your final here at Yanks Field in St. Genevieve, and it's time to transition to the Home Pools and Spas post-game show. That'll be coming your way up next on AM 1400 KJF.
Coles Tractor and Equipment is a family-owned and operated tractor, implement, lawnmower, and parts business that wants the opportunity to earn your business. Hi, I'm Hannah Cole. Coles Tractor and Equipment in Farmington has everything you need to maintain your lawn or farm. My family works hard to work for you with quality brands like LS and Bad Boy. We have a tractor, mower, or implement that fits your needs. So come see us at Coles Tractor and Equipment just off Highway 32 in Farmington. Don't just follow the herd, lead the herd with Coles Tractor and Equipment.
Have you ever been to dinner with a friend and realized you don't have cash to split the check? Or do you need to pay the soccer coach for that new uniform? Hi, Paul Hale from New Era Bank. And our new app has just what you need. Our app features person-to-person payments. This allows you to pay from your cell phone directly to someone else's. They receive a text from you and get the money real-time, even if you don't bank with us. Check out our website at www.newerabank.com for more information or call one of our locations. Member FDIC.
There are lots of things to love about the 2018 Toyota RAV4. Just ask the people who bought one, but be prepared to get an earful. They might mention its versatile build and flexible cargo space. They'll probably rave about its available heated front seats, sport-tuned suspension, and all-wheel drive with dynamic torque control. But the one thing they absolutely won't stop talking about comes standard, the RAV4 suite of advanced safety features, which includes a pre-collision system with pedestrian detection and lane departure alert with steering assist. It's a brilliant bit of technology that helps you respond to changing road conditions. It helps keep you safe without sacrificing performance, and it doesn't cost anything extra. You love it already, don't you? Tested, trusted, Toyota. Toyota, let's go places.
Lane departure alert and pre-collision systems are not a substitute for safe and attentive driving practices.
See Twin City Toyota, I-55 at the Herculaneum Auto Mall exit. Don't think twice, think Twin City.
It's the Home Pools and Spas postgame show on AM 1400. KJF 10-6 is your final as Festus post 253 will move on and take on Bonterre tomorrow. We'll carry that game on regional radio, both AM 1400 KJF and AM 800 KREI. Bonterre defeated St. Jean 4-3 in our first game. That was heard on KREI. Now time to hand out a couple of awards. Why not? How about the Unico Bank Player of the Game? We're going to give that to Michael Brewer, number 32. He had three RBI in this game, went 2-for-4 from the plate, hit an RBI single in the second and scored a run, and an RBI double, two RBI double in the third. Had a stolen base as well, ended up getting stranded. But Michael Brewer, our Unico Bank homegrown player of the game, and the drive of the game brought to you by Gilster Mary Lee. Well, guess what? It's going to go to the two RBI double in the third by Michael Brewer. Sean Malone's out trying to track down the head coaches of these teams. We're going to talk to them. Then we'll wrap things up here on the Home Bulls and Spas post-game show on AM 1400 KJF. Look like we're going to try to get Zach Bone first. That's coming up next on regional radio.
Are you in need of print solutions?
The UPS Store in Festus offers a full range of print and finishing services for small businesses, nonprofit organizations, and individuals. We offer the lowest copy prices in the area. Black and white copies are 6 cents and color copies are 36 cents on letter-sized paper. Just remember 636. Count on the UPS Store in Festus for quality print and finishing solutions with professional results. That's the UPS Store in Festus in the Gannon Plaza.
Do you want to buy a home or car? Need to spruce up your kitchen or bathroom? Or maybe you want to start a business, consolidate debt, or go on vacation? Whatever the case, Bloomsdale Bank has a variety of real estate, consumer, and commercial loans. So when you need a home equity line of credit, a fixed-rate mortgage, a new or used auto loan, or a commercial loan, contact a loan officer at Bloomsdale Bank or apply online at bloomsdalebank.com. Bloomsdale Bank, connected to our customers since 1914. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Welcome back to AM 1400. Gabe, Jeff, the Humboldt's Boss postgame show. Festus Post 253, 10-6 winners over DeSoto. And we're now joined by the manager of the Festus Legion baseball team, Mr. Zach Bone. And Zach, a great win for you guys. Congratulations.
I appreciate it, man. I think, really a well-played baseball game on both ends. A couple miscues, but, with this age kids, that's going to happen occasionally. I thought we did some really good things offensively. Charlie Pratt with a big hit there with two outs in the first inning to give us a little breathing room. We were able to extend the lead just a little bit. Big double by Michael Brewer, able to continue to add on. And credit to the DeSoto kids. I thought they continued to fight. Christian Hancock certainly gave us a chance. I think he would tell you it's probably not as good as he's been all year. Fatigue probably plays a role in that, a quick turnaround from Thursday, but I thought he certainly gave us a chance. Some huge innings of relief out of Brennan Smock right there, to keep us in the baseball game and continue to get outs for us that we desperately needed. Then Brennan Pryor comes in with three pitches and shuts the door. So pretty nice night for us on the mound. Thought we did some good things offensively, did some really good things defensively as well.
Do you think coming into the game you're going to be using three pitchers tonight?
Well, I mean, we told them before, look, this is always the toughest tournament of the year. You know, this program has been to the American Legion World Series, 5 state championships. We've been to 5 regionals. This tournament is the toughest one to win. It really is, because a lot of familiarity between the teams, certainly a lot of competitiveness. I think this is the best American Legion district in the state year in, year out. So it's going to be tight every single night. We understand that. And, you have to play well to win.
And then we mentioned Michael Brewer. You did, at least. We gave him our drive of the game for that 2 RBI double, as well as our player of the game. And really what stood out to me is that hot start you guys really had, playing 5 runs in the first couple of innings.
Yeah, that was huge, I thought, to get off to a good start for us there offensively. Thought we had some really good at-bats against Gibbs. Thought we stayed in the strike zone well. Really barrel up some baseballs. Like I said, Pratt with a big 2-out single to plates to Michael Brewer with the big double to come back and extend the lead a little bit. So, certainly a good job of us continuing to battle offensively throughout the game.
And you got Bonterra tomorrow. What's your thoughts on them?
They're really good. There's no doubt about that. I think you look at the talent they have on that roster, it's as good as anybody you'll probably see anywhere. So a lot of depth on the mound for them. Really good offensively. They swing it up and down the lineup. It's a very athletic, good defensive team. It's going to be a really, really good baseball game tomorrow night.
Coach, we'll have that here on Regional Radio. Good luck tomorrow.
Thank you very much.
That is Zach Bone, manager of the Festus Post 253 Legion baseball team. And this is the Home Pools and Spas post-game show on AM 1400. KJF 10-6 was our final. We're trying to track down Sean Wiley, the manager of the DeSoto Legion team. We'll talk to him, and then we'll wrap things up here on AM 1400 KJF.
Do you need a new doctor or dentist for your physical health or dental care? Comtree Comprehensive Health Center at Hickory Plaza in Hillsboro has highly qualified doctors and dentists who are accepting new patients. We can get you in quickly and at the affordable rates you expect from Comtree. Call 877-COMTREE to schedule an appointment at our Comtree Comprehensive Health Center at Hickory Plaza in Hillsboro. That number again is 877-COMTREE. Comtree, we want to be your healthcare home.
So you've made the decision to get new furniture for the house. Now the question is, where to go? My name's Mark Toady, and I'm here to tell you that you can't go wrong by shopping at Patsy's Furniture in Park Hills. The selection is great, the prices are awesome, and Chris and Jamie, well, they're the best. One of the best decisions I ever made in terms of outfitting my house was to shop at Patsy's. And I'll be honest with you, when it comes time for more furniture, that's where I plan on going again. Like I said, I do love to shop at Patsy's in Park Hills. Give them a try. So will you.
Your time is precious. With online and mobile banking from Bloomsdale Bank, you can quickly check balances, make payments, transfer funds, and more. All from your smartphone, tablet, or desktop. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Which leaves you with more time to do the things you want. Manage your money with your fingertips. With online and mobile banking from Bloomsdale Bank. Connected to our customers since 1914. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Kohl's Tractor and Equipment is a family-owned and operated tractor, implement, lawnmower, and parts business that wants the opportunity to earn your business. Hi, I'm Hannah Cole. Kohl's Tractor and Equipment in Farmington has everything you need to maintain your lawn or farm. My family works hard to work for you with quality brands like LS and Bad Boy. We have a tractor, mower, or implement that fits your needs. So come see us at Kohl's Tractor and Equipment just off Highway 32 in Farmington. Don't just follow the herd, lead the herd with Kohl's Tractor and Equipment.
KJFF Festus Crystal City Imperial DeSoto.
Welcome back to the Home Pulse and Spots postgame show on AM 1400. KJF now joined by the manager of DeSoto, Mr. Sean Wiley, and coach. Really tough to overcome that hot start from Festus. We talked in our pregame show about you guys needed to get out early and wanted to get that lead, but they just jumped out with those bats right away.
Right, yeah. Gibbs did not come out throwing the way he should. He all over the place and couldn't find it, and I thought maybe something was going on with his arm, but when he had me come out there, he said, I need a break, and he needed a permanent break after the second inning. He couldn't find the zone, and that's not what we anticipated at all. Like I said before the game, all the confidence, and we're betting on him big to give us a chance. And I think if we avoid those first two innings there, if he at least gets the ball to the plate, and that's not what lost us a game ultimately. But you know, it did lead to getting in a hole that we just couldn't overcome. And then we had so many chances later in the game that we scored one run that we could have scored two or three, or you know, put a ball in play that we didn't, you know, put in the air, and then we're leaving early on a tag and trying to steal third with two outs and just a runner on second, and he gets hosed. So we took ourselves out of the game on the base pass.
Well, you know, the positive way to frame it is you guys showed some resolve. You fought back. Still scored six runs, and you had the bases loaded two or three times. So, yeah, there were some chances, but you got to be proud of your guys for being able to fight back.
Oh, 100%. I, you know, we came out and scored four of that in one inning, got some momentum back. I'm more than proud of them. You know, they fought and showed some resolve and good heart there. And they were – emotions were going high in our dugout, and we were trying to get that in the right direction. I think we did for a while, and going in the seventh, they were just saying, we only need four, you know. Even though it's four runs, they were really believing that, you know, when they believe, they're dangerous. So, and that's what I told them after the game, when you guys are playing together and you believe, you're very dangerous. So they know we're playing to play Friday. We're going to focus on Thursday, but we know the ultimate goal is to get to Friday and play for a championship.
You guys moved to the consolation bracket. What'd you tell your guys about mentality, getting ready? Now it's officially, you got to win or go home.
Yeah, I told them last night, even when we won, I told them we've got to have a single elimination mentality. We've got to think, hey, this is our last, you know, we got to take this as our last game. We've got to take this serious, that if we lose, we go home. So I'm not worried about that. They're already asking how many games we have to play Tuesday or Thursday night. So they're not even looking at one game. They're focused on getting to that second game Thursday night and getting to Friday. So I told them, come out. We got Canada going Thursday night. He's thrown really well for us. He's been really hot his last couple starts. So probably our hottest pitcher, and we've got a lot of confidence in him. So we know if he comes out and does what he's been doing, we're going to be in a really good position to get to that second game Thursday night, and we'll see what happens after that.
Coach, we'll follow you the rest of the way. Good luck.
Thank you.
That is Sean Wiley, manager of the DeSoto Legion baseball team. That's going to wrap up our coverage tonight, but don't worry. We have the rest of the tournament on regional radio, including tomorrow with the Bonterra and Festus matchup. You can hear that game on AM 800 KREI and AM 1400 KJF, as well as streaming live on MIMOinfo.com. For Sean Malone, I'm Kevin Hughes saying join us tomorrow for more American Legion baseball on regional radio.
You've been listening to a presentation of Regional Radio Sports on Straight Talk 1400. We now return you to regular programming.